Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
Yeah, yeah, ooh, na, na, yeah, yeah, ooh, na, na, yeah, yeah, ooh, na, na,
Yeah, yo, na-na, ooh, na-na, yeah, yeah, ooh, na-na, yeah, na-na, oh, yeah, ooh, na-na, yeah, yeah, ooh, na-na, yeah, yeah, ooh, na, yeah, ooh, na, yeah, yeah. Na na hu na na, kaya hu na ye 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 hu na ya hu ne, na kaya hu na na ya ye hu ne ya ya hu na ya hu na ya ye ya, kaya hu na na, kasha hu na la ya hu na na, mama hu na na ya hu na ya she ke a hu na ye ya. Oh my goodness, I'm feeling it. It's down in my soul. When I saw that, I said, that's mother. I said, that's mother. And it just touched me. I feel like I shared this. I'm sorry. I shared it with my daughter. I said it with my oldest daughter. I shared it with my wife. And then I shared it with you guys. I haven't even posted on Facebook yet. I'm like, wow. I'm like, oh my goodness. Mother, our mother. She showed up in the clouds and says, I'm breathing a new life into my children. I'm breathing a new energy into my children. I'm breathing a new power into my children, to those who desire to have this. See, mother would never impede upon your own self-will. It's all up to you. That's one thing. Would never impose herself upon your self-will. If you don't want it, then you don't want it. But then those who want it and you desire, my God, breathe new life into me. Breathe this new energy into me. I am yours, mother, and you are mine. Yeah, ooh, na na, yeah, yeah, ooh, na na, ko na na, yeah, 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 ooh, na na, ka ya, ooh, na, yeah, 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 ooh, na na, ja za, ooh, na na, ika, ooh, na na, o ma, hi, na na, ke ya, ooh, na na, o da, ooh, na na, ya ta, ooh, na na, ko ma, hi, na na, ya ya, ooh, na na, o na, ooh, ya, 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 ooh, na na, o na, ooh, ye 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 hu na na ko na hu ne ye 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 hu na na ga la hu na na hu na na. I mean, this is what came up in my spirit. It came up in my spirit, and I was like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. What you say? Oh, I see different energy I haven't seen coming from you in a long time. Oh my goodness. And this was just like on the 24th, even the 25th, like 2 days ago, either yesterday, one or the other. And this was in Malaysia. And it's like, mother would always have somebody take a picture. And then, you know, I was watching, I think it was Last Messages or one of those things. And I was watching them. And, you know, I keep up with it because, you know, I'm watching ahead all the storms and all the things that's going on and the chaos that's going on the planet. And just like Rush was talking about all the things that's going on the planet, or, you know, for the time that we've been going through and the chaos that's going to come here to clean all this up, you know, it's going to be, you know, something that, you know, unbelievable. But mother says to those who desire, I will breathe this new life into you. I will breathe this new energy. I will breathe this new power. I will be your shift. I will be your shift. Come on now. This is where mothers is talking about right now. So, you know, I just passed that on to you guys. You know, just wanted to share something with you guys. I had to go live because I was like, I can't take this shit right here. I got to go live so you all can just feel that energy, so you know the vibe. You know, the vibrations and the frequencies that's coming from here. And that was that song that came up in me once, you know, I stopped pondering. I was like, mother. And then that song just came straight up. And this is ancient, brothers and sisters. You know, this is, some people may say it sounds like it's from Africa, but you got to understand those brothers from Africa, brothers and sisters from the land called Africa, and this brothers and sisters from this land right here, we all sang in similar tunes, all right? Because we sang, and you know, this is our language. It was a, because we spoke one language on the planet. So our the way they sing is the way it was similar to the way that we did things over here. It's just that we had a totally different, we had a completely different culture, but we were still living the pretty much the same lifestyle. But this was this is something powerful, and I feel it in my soul. And mother, oh my goodness, we're about to see some brothers and sisters. Woo! Ooh na na, yeah yeah yeah. Ooh na na. Ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na, yeah ya, ooh na na, ooh ya, ooh na na, yeah ha, ooh na na, kaya, ooh na na, yeah da da, ooh na na, ooh na na, yeah ya ho, ooh na na, yeah ho, ooh na na, ina eh, ooh na na, maya, ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na, ah, ooh mama, ah, ooh mama. Ooh mama, ooh mama, how ooh mama ka ene ooh ma ye ya ooh na ya e ya ooh na ya ya ooh na na e ya ooh na na. I mean, it's so beautiful. I mean, you know, I'm like singing the lead and the chorus at the same time. It's like that's what came up in my spirit, and I was like, wow, this is some powerful energy. This is a force. His mother is now letting us know, I'm gonna breathe a new life upon you. You guys, you go, you know, if you haven't seen that picture in the YouTube community channel Remedy H, check it out. That was taken in Malaysia. It was a cloud formation, and you know, this was like no regular cloud formation. The mother, the images in the clouds always, you know, is moved by those who are in the higher powers, and mother is right there, and she showed us, and it was us that was in her hand, and you could see her breathing onto us, and she says, I'll breathe a new life into you for those who desire to have it. My goodness, this is a beautiful time. Oh, my goodness. I got to go, guys. I got to go. But this is a beautiful time. I'm going to catch you guys later. Ooh, na, na. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, na, na. And I was just dancing. Wah, wah. Ooh, na, na. Girl, yeah. Ooh, na, na. Where, yeah. Ooh, na, na. Yeah, ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, ooh, na, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, ooh, na, na. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, na, na. Ma, yeah. Ooh, na, na. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, na, na. Yeah, ooh, na, na, mama, ooh, na, na, aya, ooh, na, na, keta, ooh, na, na, kaya, ooh, na, na, mama, ooh, na, na, kesa, ooh, na, na, inya, ooh, na, na, una, ooh, na, na, yeya, ooh, na, na, mama, ooh, na, na, kasa, ooh, na, na, la, la, ooh, yeke, ya, ye, ooh, na, na, ye, ye, na, na, mama, ooh, na, na, ooh, ne, ooh, na, na. Kesha hu na na ya ye, hu na hu mama ya ye, hu na hu ne ye 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 hu ma ye, ya hu na ya ya ya, ya hu na ye ye ho, hu na ye, ya hu na na, ya ya hu na, ye ye hu mama ya ye, ka na hu mama ya ka ye hu na, ya ya hu na na. All right, guys, I gotta go. Oh, my goodness. Enjoy this energy, all right? Enjoy this energy and enjoy this power. It belongs to us all. All right? Catch you guys later. Oh, my goodness. Energy is banging, y'all. I mean, seriously, energy is off the chain, and it is moving. Make sure you guys hit the like button if you enjoy the video. And yeah, let's begin.
Hey, so we are covering Justice League, The Sixth Dimension, and I know I'm behind on this. I know like a bunch of other comic book YouTubers have covered it. Don't care. I am excited about this story. I am hyped about this story. Okay, Justice League, The Sixth Dimension is probably one of the coolest stories to come out of DC Comics for like a long time, right? So initially, like when it comes to Scott Snyder, like writing Justice League in general, remember, all this is like one part, it's like a part of a big cohesive story, right? Like the end result is Perpetua and like her return and manipulation of like the omniverse, not even the multiverse, but like the omniverse. And then like there's going to be a couple other characters that kind of get thrown in here, but it's all sort of like leading up to that moment, right? Like it's ever since we had like the first fracture of the Source Wall that landed on Earth in the first volume of the Justice League, running all the way up until now and going into like Year of the Villain and all that kind of stuff. This all focuses heavily on the character of Perpetua, the villain of Perpetua, who just hasn't shown up yet for the most part. Well, I think in Year of the Villain she may have, but basically like she's trying to make her return. Now, initially this leads into the it picks up with the Justice League kind of coming together. Now, a couple things to bear in mind here. Remember, Mera is currently the queen of Atlantis, right? Like, Aquaman's off doing his own thing. And it was a way for DC to kind of focus on Aquaman's character absent the Justice League itself. So really, like, his ongoing series is kind of isolated now. It's kind of, like, cut off from, like, everything else going on in DC. It's cool, and it's really good, but it doesn't really pertain to, like, the overall Justice League as a whole. I mean, there's a couple things going on here and there, but for the most part, it's kind of removed. But the whole reason why the Justice League is here is because what they've done is they've gone forward with the purpose of, like, bringing back a classic character that we haven't seen for a long time. Of course, this classic character is revealed when the guy makes his return, when he was supposed to show up at this point in time, and it turns out to be Mr. Mixopiddle. Now, the question a lot of people are probably wondering is, where has Mr. Mixopiddle been? Like, what's he been doing this entire time? Well, I can tell you exactly what he's been doing. He's been using Skillshare. Hashtag sponsored video. This video is sponsored by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creators with more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more. And premium memberships give you unlimited access so you can...
I'm not sure what the fuck this is. Hold on, guys. I apologize. That one snuck up on me. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm up here taking a shower. I'm like, what the fuck? This has had nothing to do with Batman. Let me play a song real quick. Better yet, I apologize about that. Justice League, should I keep playing it?
Going to classes and communities that are just right for you. Now, if you guys are looking to, like, topple me and become, like, the next...
What does this have to do with Batman?
They got classes on graphic design, photography, creative writing, film and video, marketing, productivity, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
All the things that can basically, like...
I'll let it keep playing.
You're going to do college explain.
I'll let it keep playing. Bye.
Giving away a free 2-month unlimited access trial to the first 500 people who click the link in the description. And after that, it's only around $10 a month. Having said that, we actually don't know what Mr. Mixopiddle has been doing this entire time. We really don't. And that's kind of an interesting thing, right? Because, like, you go from, like, Superman Reborn, where, like, Mixopiddle has been pretending to be Clark Kent the entire time,
right,
and then basically, like, you end up with, like, the New 52 and the three New 52 Superman merging into one another. So Mixopiddle vanishing, and then we have no idea where he went to. But the funny thing about this is actually kind of a cool display of power, is this is kind of a story that I would say would be an introductory place for people who are new to his character, right? Because, I mean, he doesn't appear all the time. I mean, it used to be that he would appear not all the time, but, like, more frequently than he does now. But I think since the beginning of DC Rebirth, he's probably shown up, like, maybe twice. If you consider Superman Reborn, like, him showing up twice in that story. So I'd just be in there for, like, the whole story. So in reality, anybody who's going through and, like, reading DC Comics right now has probably never heard him. And so what Scott Snyder does is give us this kind of grand display of the power that Mixopiddle has. And literally, like, he just turns the world of the Justice League upside down. Like, Jon Stewart, the Green Lantern, goes to launch an attack, and Mixopiddle just, like, starts biting down. It's cool things like that. Because you don't really see that. And that's one of the big differences between, like, Marvel and DC Comics, right? Like, Marvel Comics, you have a lot of reality references, right? You have the Beyonder, you have the Beyonders, you've got the Molecule Man, Owen Reese, you've got the Cosmic Entities, you've got Galactus, you've got Classic Silver Surfer from the 1980s, you've got all kinds of, like, crazy powers, you know, people with crazy powers. In DC, it's a lot more grounded in terms of, like, extreme capabilities and extreme powers, and you don't really see those. And so seeing this in here is actually kind of cool. But, of course, then that goes into Jon Jones forcing Mixel Pindler to start, like, saying his name in his own mind without saying it out loud. Now, for people who are new to this, whenever Mixopiddle says his name out loud, he's sent back to the fifth dimension, right? It's the one way to kind of get rid of it. And that's the sort of ongoing joke that goes on with his character, right? Whenever he shows up, he bothers Superman for a while. Superman has to use his intellect and trick Mixopiddle into saying his name backwards. I'm sorry, saying his name backwards the right way, and in order to send him back to his own dimension. Now, of course, the reason why Mixopiddle doesn't pull that stuff with Batman is because Batman would be, he would, like, he'd play some mind mind games. And then, like, Mr. Piddle would end up saying his own name and then going back to his dimension before he even realized what happened. But it's kind of a cool thing, because what Mr. Piddle says is, like, the impact of the Justice League destroying the Source Wall and the kind of cascading effect that it takes throughout the entire multiverse isn't just felt in, like, their native dimension. It's felt in, like, the fifth dimension, right? Like, it spreads throughout everything. And that's when things get a little bit hairy, because what ends up happening here is we sort of get this explanation that things are not as limited as we thought they were, that things are not as basic as we thought they were. That what Mitchell Pinlick does is he kind of comes forward and says, okay, there's like a whole host of multiverses out there. And for the most part, in DC Comics, we only ever really assumed it was just one, right? Like, there was a positive multiverse and a negative multiverse. And that was basically it. But, like, the negative multiverse was more of like a reflection, right? It was a darker and more evil and twisted and hopeless reflection of the positive multiverse. Mitchell Pinlick says, no, it's not like that. Like, you have a singular multiverse, and then, like, the third dimension is the one that we occupy, and then you have, like, time, which is the fourth dimension, and then you have the fifth dimension, which is just pure imagination. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you know, to a world of pure imagination, you know, like that kind of a thing. And then the sixth dimension is the one that nobody really knows anything about, because only individuals of the highest order are allowed to go there. Not only that, we actually kind of get this explanation that what Perpetua did is she had, like, what were essentially, like, three sons, right? It was the monitor, the anti-monitor, and then the world forger. And the kind of cool thing about this is the world forger, as he's depicted here, we've seen him in the Dark Multiverse, or at least the Dark Multiverse version of it. And so again, like, it's kind of cool to see Scott Snyder making his callbacks to, like, stories that he's written in the past, which, again, is actually pretty sweet. But the idea behind this is that there are, like, multiple multiverses out there, right? Like, throughout the entire Omniverse, there's a whole host of multiverses. And, like, all those multiverses have their own individual universes. And that Perpetua was kind of the creator of this multiverse, and presumably the creator of what seems to kind of be all others. Now, how we reconcile that with, like, the present, right? Like, DC's absolute god, it's kind of difficult to do. Because when it comes to the present in DC Comics, that's largely a Vertigo concept, right? You know, Lucifer Morningstar and Michael the Archangel, all that kind of stuff. That's all really Vertigo. And you never really see it cross over with, like, the main DC universe line of stories. And so because that's the case, we can kind of assume they're two distinctly different things, neither one having a bearing on the other. And so with that being the case, we're just sort of take that little bit of information and just kind of run with it. But the overall gist here is that in order for them to truly understand what's going on, they have to enter the sixth dimension and see how far this goes and see if they can't, like, find a way to, at the very least, solve things. Now, there are a couple of things that kind of get mentioned in here. For example, like, the Justice League has hidden from humanity the fact, hidden from everybody on Earth the fact that they broke the Source Wall. They're like, the multiverse is spiraling towards its inevitable doom. And the reason why is because if the Justice League came out and said, okay, everybody, FYI, we kind of broke the Source Wall. And so because of that, the entire multiverse is hurling to its imminent doom, which will probably happen in, like, a few weeks or so. Society's going to completely and totally collapse, right? It's going to totally fall apart. And so, of course, what Mitchell Pinlick says, and this is kind of a throwaway moment from Scott Snyder, but we can kind of accept it. What Mitchell Pinlick says is that, like, with Batman and Superman, they're essentially, like Batmite, you know, kind of the Batman equivalent of, like, Mitchell Pinlick. He is, you know, he and Mitchell Pinlick himself are the two most powerful imps from, like, the fifth dimension. And so in the various escapades, the various instances when Mitchell Pinlick has shown up and kind of bothered Superman, what he'd been doing was essentially just, like, kind of bombarding him with energy that would allow him to access the sixth dimension. Now, again, this is really kind of like Scott Snyder just grabbing that, throwing it in for the purpose of just being like, we need a reason for Superman to be able to go in, and he's the only one that can go in. So, like, Mitchell Pinlick made it happen. It's a very hand-wavy kind of throwaway thing, but it works for the nature of the story, right? I mean, you can kind of, you know, and then just kind of go and just sort of call it a day. Well, what ends up happening is Superman passes the door and then immediately comes back, and, like, he's older. And I have to say, let's be honest with ourselves here, all right? I know, like, Jorge Jimenez, who I think is Jimenez, is how you pronounce his last name, the guy doing the art for this comic, Superman looks amazing. Dude, like, old man Superman looks awesome. And, like, dude, here's the crazy thing. He's basically almost godlike in power. But then, like, we get this kind of rug pulled out from under us, right? Because it's like, hey, welcome to the Hall of Justice, which is in, like, the future of what your universe is going to be, and it's crazy, and it looks amazing, and all that kind of cool stuff. And then we get the rug pulled out from under us, when we actually end up running into, like, actual Superman, who's just kind of on this singular planet of sorts, in this almost infinite expanse of nothingness, surrounded by, like, all these dead versions of himself. And so it's just kind of like, okay, so, like, what in the world is going on right now? What in the world is happening right now? And it's kind of a cool thing, because what ends up happening is that with the rest of the Justice League being unaware of the fact that Superman's missing, because as far as they're aware, this is him. He's just kind of been here for decades to make sure they won the war against Perpetua, and everything the Justice League hoped would happen ends up taking place. He basically says, like, you know, before we answer any questions, before we get too much into things, just go explore the world. Like, go explore this world and just see where it leads you. And, like, in this world that they occupy, it's basically perfect. Like, it's like a perfect world. It's pretty cool. cool the way it works. For example, John Stewart has become the White Lantern, and like this future version of Barry and John had basically figured out a way to like run in and out and to kind of move freely throughout the time stream without creating any kind of fracture, without breaking anything. And so the way this works is it's almost kind of like the end of Jonathan Hickman's Secret Wars, right? Where like John Stewart basically uses the life entity to like create life on worlds, and then Barry figures out where to put them in the time stream. It's actually really cool. Like it's really awesome. Like they're creating entire multiverses. Everything is kind of orchestrated and built out of like this place that they occupy, this space that they're in. They essentially just kind of like see the multiverse, see new worlds, the whole nine yards. They're essentially gods. And it's kind of cool the way this plays out, because then you switch over to Gotham City. And Gotham City is a utopia. And it's kind of a funny thing, because that's sort of what Bruce Wayne was always fighting for, right? Like, necessarily live long enough to see it get there, but to lead it to a place where Gotham was kind of like, not really like a metropolis, but like something better, where it was a place that people wanted to be. It was a place of spiritual and emotional, you know, growth and relaxation, a place where people could be at peace. To see Gotham has finally achieved that, and to see that it's kind of maintained the legacy of Batman by constructing a massive statue to his legacy is kind of an honorable thing. Not only that, we actually end up finding out that, like, Dick Grayson has taken over the mantle of Batman. That Dick Grayson is, like, the guy who's basically, you know, kind of maintaining, or not even maintaining order. The guy is kind of overseeing all these things. But again, like, this is a perfect world. This is a perfect life. This is what the Justice League has always been shooting for. And so again, kind of jumping back to Superman, who's in this, like, this bleak and dark environment, we end up having, like, this, what was supposedly his future version, this future version of himself who shows up and says, hey, look, man, this can go one of two ways. Either you can, like, stop fighting and you can basically join my cause. You can see things the way that I see them and become a part of what it is that we're trying to achieve here, or you can be left behind and be one of these countless bodies that sort of just dotting this landscape here and die in this place. And it's kind of a crazy thing, because what he ends up saying is, like, that light up there, that sun that you basically see will not be there forever. And it's enough to keep you sustained, but it's not going to be enough for you to really, like, use your power. Your powers will eventually drain, right? The solar energy you have built up in yourself will eventually drain out, and, like, you're going to die in this place. So answer me now. Like, are you going to join me, or are you not going to join me? And ultimately, by virtue of his thoughts and feelings, and that basically leaves him to just kind of be down there and try to find a way out for himself. But nobody else really knows what's going on. And that's when we kind of switch back over to Batman again. I'm going to kind of talk about this for a minute. Like, you switch back over to Batman, and we end up finding out that Arkham Asylum has been torn down. The villains are no longer an issue anymore. And that while Alfred Pennyworth died after the Great War, you know, with Perpetua and all that kind of stuff, that what ended up happening was Arkham was basically replaced with, like, this sort of Pennyworth home for individuals who were, like, looking for a reprieve, right? Like, people who were looking to kind of get back to their senses or to find a place of respite, of relaxation. That's what this is for. And that Barbara Gordon plays a pretty big role in helping people get there. But it's kind of a crazy thing, because when all that happened, of course, we also end up finding out that in his future, Hawkgirl and Martian Manhunter ended up having a child together, and that's when Martian Manhunter uses his telepathy, pulls everybody in, and says, this world is not what it seems to be. This world is not what you guys think it is. This is a dark place here. We don't know how dark this place is, but this is all an illusion. This place is a place of darkness, a place of suffering, and a place of pain. And that's when their child kind of pops up and says, I'm the one that showed them what this world, or at least told them what this world is really like. It's not a paradise. It's not a utopia. It is, in a lot of ways, an absolute living hell. And so what ends up going on is, of course, while this kind of message is being conveyed by the kid, suddenly this older version of Superman pops up and says, I will explain what it is that's going on. I will tell them what's happening. And of course, once he imprisons the Justice League mentally, then he simply goes through and starts to say, the person that I am is not Superman. I took on this form to comfort you. I took on this form so you wouldn't walk in here and immediately feel like you had to be on your guard. I wanted your guards down, and I wanted you relaxed. Not so I could destroy you and kill you, but so that you could be in a place to where when I reveal who I am, you're not going to immediately try to attack me. Now, of course, this is Justice League. They attack first and then ask questions later. But this guy reveals himself to be the World Forger. Now, again, I want to talk about this for a second, because this World Forger concept is relatively new. And the reason why is the idea of, like, the forger of worlds really kind of came about with, like, Dark Knight's metal, right? Like, all we really knew is that in the Dark Multiverse, you had some system by which worlds were being created. And when those worlds were created, they were being judged. If they were worth staying, they'd be allowed to go up into the multiverse and become part of the multiverse. If they were not, they would be kept down there and they would remain within the Dark Multiverse. Of course, that led to all different kinds of crazy and twisted alternate realities, like the Flash Batman hybrid Red Death, and, like, you know, the murder machine where Batman merges with, like, Cyborg and or I guess becomes Cyborg and that kind of stuff. Just those twisted and really, really, really screwed up situations. And so when the World Forger appears to them, he actually really kind of challenges them with a pretty significant thing. And it actually really switches Batman over to kind of to his side. What he does is he sits down and he says, in this multiverse that we live in, and because of what you guys have done, you've broken the source wall. And because you've broken the source wall, and because the Legion of Doom is trying to bring back Perpetua, it's only a matter of time before she arrives. And so what the World Forger has been doing is basically grabbing all these different members of the Justice League from across the entire multiverse and all these different villains, these superpowered beings, and has kind of offered them an option. Either join me and become a part of my cause, or stand against me and be in prison for all eternity, presumably like forever. And of course, the question is asked, do you ally with me or do you stand against me? And the Justice League, you know, by, again, the same way Superman did, by their thoughts and feelings, stand against it. And so they're immediately teleported to a world, I guess a version of Apocalypse, that was created by the World Forger. Now, a lot of the stuff is being thrown into disarray. A lot of the stuff is kind of being thrown into flux. And the reason why is because when it comes to these concepts, for the most part, they've kind of been etched in stone. When you talk about, like, Apocalypse and, like, Darkseid, the new gods, all that kind of stuff, by and large, it's the way it exists right now is there's only one Darkseid throughout the entirety of, like, a DC multiverse. And there's only one Highfather throughout the entirety of DC multiverse. There's only one Apocalypse and there's only one New Genesis. That's the way it works. Now, when we were talking about, like, post-crisis, you know, after 1985, when there was only one universe and no multiverse, then the new gods are basically out there in the universe and just kind of walled off from everything. But now, like there's only one of them in the entire multiverse. And so the implication seems to be here, the indication seems to be that either this is a different universe in and of itself entirely, or it's a whole other space that was created by the World Forger. And that really seems to be the case, that it's not really a different multiverse, it's just in the space of the various multiverses inhabit out in the distance somewhere. It's kind of like this little small localized galaxy, right? Like Okaz in your house. And so what this means is that, like, within this small little space, what the World Forger did is he built a version of Apocalypse 100 times the size of the one we would normally see in the multiverse. And all those who stood against him are imprisoned there. And so it's kind of crazy because it's creating, like, what's essentially a pocket reality out there in the space that, like, inhabits the multiverse. It's pretty far out there, and it's really kind of mind-bending and a little wild, but it's still cool to see, because, of course, while Superman's trying to find his way out, while he's trying to, like, fight his way out of, like, this darker space, of course, you have, like, the rest of the Justice League who are imprisoned by what's essentially an alternate reality version of Lois Lane, who ends up siding with the World Forger and saying, like, I agree with this cause, and I do this because I'm tired of seeing Jonathan Kent die in so many different universes. I'm doing this because, at the end of the day, the lives that we save will outweigh the lives we lose. Now, the reality of this is actually 100% true, and that's why I say, like, the Justice League is actually kind of stupid, because what the World Forger is proposing to them is saying, look, if Perpetua comes back, she's going to wipe away everything in existence. Like, everything that exists right now, she's going to wipe it all away if she's going to recreate it in the way that she believes it should be done. And so if that's the case, a countless number of beings from across all things in existence are going to die. So what I ask of you is to ally with me and then travel the multiverse and even, like, beyond the multiverse and find other versions of yourself who will ally themselves with me. If they stay in prison, of course, the Justice League said no, but that's stupid, because what you're talking about is a preservation of untold numbers, you know, and Justice League's like, no, because we're talking about imprisoning people, and that's not cool. You can't imprison people for things they haven't done, but it's not as simple as, like, the right thing versus the wrong thing. This is as significant as, like, the destruction of all things, right? Like, of what use are moral principles if, like, all of reality gets wiped away? It's nice to take this sort of high horse, you know, stance of, well, we always gotta make sure we do the right thing, all that kind of stuff, but, like, sometimes you gotta be the bad guy, because in order to, like, preserve all of something, you got to do bad things. It's the way it works. There are no absolutes in right and wrong. There's all kinds of gray areas. And it's the only, you know, Batman is the only one who realizes that and the only one who seems to figure that out, because he's the only one.
Okay. It's amazing, because as soon as you ask that question, what you got, the pause. Yeah, uh-huh. It's because the allies with our many different selves in other realms in universes. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell y'all guys something. In listening to this clip, I was like, okay, how the hell does this relate? You know, and then you said something yesterday, like, okay, brother, it's probably not for you. You know, just let it flow, right? So in my letting it flow, I was like, okay, I don't really understand where he's going with this, but let me just listen. And what he's really giving, I feel that he's really giving, like, a depiction of everything all compiled into that one little mini series that he's doing. So when I say the High Eternal, it's about the many different views, even on any many different multi universes. It's just all adding up, Eternal, and that was just a happy moment. Yes, it's all coming together. That's what that aha was. It's all coming together. We're going to let this play because
We have another one.
Figure that out. Because he's the only one who stays behind and sides with the war forger and saying, like, yeah, man, sometimes you just got to do bad things. Like that's just the way that it works. You know, this kind of high horse, absolute, I always do good, I never do bad kind of moral philosophy that the Justice League walks around with, that can't work. Because at the end of the day, they can't do what needs to be done in order to make sure that, like, everybody gets saved. It's kind of a cool thing, and it's kind of a cool moment, because what it really does is it takes the Justice League as heroes, and it looks them in the face and says, you guys are a half measure. You guys are all talk and, like, half brawn. At the end of the day, you guys put, like, goodness above what needs to be done. And it's kind of a cool thing, right? Because sometimes you got to sacrifice your moral compass in order to get the job done. And so it's a cool little moment here, because where the Justice League is initially freed by, like, the son, this future son of Hawkgirl and Martian Manhunter, then, of course, they're basically rescued by, like, the Legion of Doom, right? Like, Sal Sinestro and Cheetah and Gorilla Grodd. But then we also end up finding out that, like, they're also joined by Darkseid, presumably Darkseid in the future. And again, that's where things kind of get murky, because if what we're doing is we're talking about a future story, then it makes a lot more sense if you say the events of this are confined strictly to the multiverse. But for the most part, Darkseid never really seemed to indicate himself as a character who had taken up arms with the Legion of Doom or, like, any Earthbound superhero group or even supervillain group for the purpose of, like, achieving a goal, right? Like, Darkseid's always been a villain who stands alone. If he can't do it on his own, that means that, like, it cannot be done. You know, and so it's kind of a cool thing, because what this does is it's really kind of something of pointing to this future and pointing to the idea of Perpetua and saying, this is really how bad it gets. Like, it gets bad enough that, like, Darkseid ends up having to ally himself with various superheroes or like, the Legion of Doom, because it's the only way to preserve all things in existence. And Darkseid is nothing, if not a being, that values his own preservation. And so it's kind of a cool one, because what ends up happening here is that Batman's kind of given a test by the world for it, right? Like, a test of loyalty. And it's like, if you truly want to ally yourself with me, then the one thing you have to realize is Superman, he'll never back down. He'll never take the stance that you did. Superman will never take the stance of, if you want to make an offer, you got to break a few eggs. He's never going to take that stance. Instead, like, he's always going to say, no, there's got to be a way to make that omelet without breaking something. I don't know how it is. Maybe heat vision, you can just do that. But still, like, he'll never take that position. And so because of that, he'll never, ever be able to join our ranks. That place that he's in, that pocket reality that the world forger created, that Superman is confined in, the bodies that are there, they'll always be filled with Superman. Because in every single universe that he's been to, and in every single multiverse that he's visited, Superman always stands against him. And that's what Batman, that's what the question kind of asked by Batman. If I pull this gun away, if I take it away, will he die fast? And the world forger says, yes. And then Batman says, I'm sorry, Clark, but it's what we have to do. And basically pulls the sun away from Superman and effectively kills him. And it's kind of a cool little moment, because when that happens, Superman just sort of falls back down to this reality that he's been in, and by all standards of measurement, it appears he's going to die. Now, there are a couple things that go on with regards to the Justice League talking to the Legion of Doom, but it's an interesting moment because it's kind of a coming together, right? Look, at the end of the day, like, we realize that, like, the world forger is essentially wrong. We kind of brought this future about. Like, we brought this universe or this perspective future about ourselves, you know, because we were the ones who released her. Like, we were the ones who released Perpetual. We're the ones that basically caused all this. If it hadn't been for us, then, like, none of this would have happened. And so what this means is that the Legion of Doom is trying to make up for their past sins. I mean, let's look at that picture. We never really find out what he's become. We just know that whatever it is that he's become was, like, dark and twisted and really screwed up. And so it was like, okay, you know, so, like, is it trying to make amends this entire time for what they'd previously done in the past? And so, of course, being chased by the forces of Lois Lane, and being chased, you know, kind of around this you know, sixth dimension, ultimately, like, they managed to find a wormhole and are jettisoned out when they're stuck in this wormhole. And then what that does is basically bring it back into, like, the main DC universe. And it's a great little spin-off, and it's actually a great little world. And the reason for this is because Lois Lane basically tells them, hey, look, Superman was kind of put in stasis when he was shot into his pod, and they're doing, like, images designed to sort of activate him to, like, what he's supposed to be like, so that when he didn't show up here, he wasn't, like, immediately threatened by the person that he saw, having no idea what they were, and it just happened, right? Like, that's not what would happen. Instead, he would show up, and he would be acclimated and relatively familiar with the environment. He said, what do you call humans? He would be like, we're not the worst thing ever. They're like, you as a baby, you would, like, panic and lose his mind or anything like that. And so what they said is, like, we perfected that technology. And what we can do now is we can basically bombard people with these razor swords. We can put you into a state where you fall asleep and then condition you to basically agree with us. And so it's kind of cool because when that happens, they literally start bombarding the ship with the Legion of Doom and the Justice League with all these rays ready to put them to sleep. And that's why the Justice League was shot out and sent to the Legion of Doom, because it's the only way to get them back. It's the only way to get them out of this place. And so the Legion of Doom actually crashes their ship. And it's one of the most awesome things ever, because Thousand and Estro is like flying the ship into the forces of Lois Lane, and he's like, oh, yes, you know, that old feeling, isn't it? How can I ever forget the power of fear? And it's just like this amazing moment. I feel like it could have been like a little more grandiose, right? Like a little more drawn out, you know, like the last ride of Thousand and Estro and the Legion of Doom. It would have been Scott Snyder's telling us here is that reality gets wiped away, except for like the characters. and you know, to a degree, the fact they're somewhat like shells, right? Like they're vessels for their new essences as they've been made by the Wolf Forger to house, right? So like the Wolf Forger designs a new version of Superman. He designs a new version of Batman, of Wonder Woman, of all these characters. He wipes away the essence of who they are and replaces it with that new essence. And so the only thing that really changes is the environment around them, the world that they live in, and to a degree, who they are as people in terms of how they view the world and how it impacts them. But again, like with the possibility existing that like this entire universe is going to be wiped away and it's all going to be totally obliterated, Superman seemingly comes flying out of nowhere. Now, how Superman got here, we don't really know. But given the kind of power he possesses now, I would surmise Superman flew through two dimensions to get here. He broke out of the sixth dimension, flew through the fifth dimension, through the fourth dimension, and then came into the third dimension. So I would say he flew through three dimensions in order to get here. Superman busted through dimensional barriers in order to get here to where the rest of the Justice League is. And with a singular punch, lays out the World Forger. Now, he doesn't kill him. He just totally, like, flattens him and lays him out. And the World Forger is just kind of like, wow. Now, where he expects Superman to kill him, Superman says, no, we're not going to kill you. But with everything that's coming, with everything that's happening, everything with Perpetua, we're going to need you. Like, we're going to need a power like yours to basically save us, to keep us protected, or at the very least, to aid us in this massive battle that we're going to be facing. Without you, we stand no real chance here. And so that's when the Justice League is also faced with the fact that what the Legion of Doom had done is they had basically shown up to the rest of the world and said, hey, the Justice League broke the source wall. The Justice League set the multiverse on its path to destruction. The only way for you guys to save us, or for you to save yourselves, is to put your faith in us. Now, kind of a background story that was going on here was that Mr. Mitchell Pendleton had just kind of gone crazy and basically started like wiping away everything or trying to destroy everything. And the Justice League essentially called in Batman. Now, that's an actual Legion of Doom story, I'm pretty sure. And so we're going to cover that as a separate video. That way we can kind of focus on it in totality. But basically the takeaway from this is that the Legion of Doom, they're now on their way to basically bringing in Perpetua. Lex Luthor went to LexCorp, essentially sacrificed himself. You have Amanda Waller, who was subjugated by what was left of the Legion of Doom. They took all this information on where, like, the most powerful and dangerous villains throughout the entire world were being held. It's basically Year of the Villain number one. All the things that kind of go into it that either set the stage or came out of it. And so not only that, once it's all said and done and Lex Luthor begins to reemerge, what seems to go on here, and I could be wrong, but what seems to go on here is that Lex Luthor basically reverts back to, like, his Darkseid War version. Lex Luthor begins to turn into Darkseid again. I don't know if that's true. I'm not 100% sure that's true. It's kind of hard to tell, but that's what it looks like. So let me know what you guys think down in the comment section. But if you are new here to Comics Explained, make sure you guys hit the sub button to become part of the Rob Corps. If you guys enjoyed this video, make sure you drop a like, and I will catch you all later. Peace.
That was good. That
Hello,
was
everyone.
Good.
So we were...
All right. Guys, thank you. For tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Rude, and as you guys always know, we come on Enhancing Awareness Radio to talk every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. And, guys, today we are talking about Batman. You know, again, from yesterday, guys, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast on Alters. That was really, really good, you guys. When it comes to Alters, you know, the many different levels of Alters, the basic to the understanding of the high end. It just was a good podcast, you guys. I mean, just go back and listen to it for yourself. Great podcast yesterday on that. So there is one more clip, guys, that I want to insert. Let me go ahead and do this song while I get the other clip ready, guys, and we'll be right back.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Real quick, man, the reason why I stopped, you know, it's 55, you're going 91.
Oh, man.
What's the hurry, man?
Taking my girl out on a date tonight.
Yeah. You ain't more marijuana in the car, do you?
No.
Enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up. We're just Yeah.
riding big wheels, still addicted to J's. Favorite team with my fitted in every color they make. I paint the town in every city I stay. ADD or you just never really learn how to play. A living, breathing, walking memory on memory lane. Tell me, are we really moving or just dreaming in place? What's the day? Out of space, still in search of something great.
Something great.
In the museum of broken toys, just trying to fill the void. Yeah, I wake up a different year, different fears. Tables turn, I try not to interfere. Yeah, shifting gear, trying to steer, things change, see it getting smaller, in my rearview mirror, are you here, are you really here, can you hear me clear, biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear, yeah, tell me, are you really here, if it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough, I don't know if I'm right or not, tell me who. Stops growing up. We're just beginning. The world I touch for boys and girls and boys. Tell me who ever stops growing up.
Yeah, how you expect to mean something to the world if the world don't mean something to you?
Hey.
Focusing on all the negative, the only thing that's negative is something in you. Ay, we become the people that hurt us the most. That's why the saying is keep your enemies close. Start giving attention to what you don't want in life, or be prepared to experience it the most. I became everything I used to criticize. How that look inside the critic's eyes. Yeah, but all roads lead home. We just arrive at a different time. Are you here? Are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah. Tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, how do you disappear?
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up.
Crazy, because I said I was gonna get the clip ready for you guys and I ain't did shit. Hold on, y'all.
Run over this thing. Bad News Mile Bridge.
Where
last
is
week.
It? Oh, okay, hold
you
on.
You can be a million. Today we're gonna run.
All right, so this is I'm gonna tell y'all something, y'all. This is about a 6-hour lecture. And here's the thing, y'all. We're so distracted. In time, we're so distracted with external events that we don't have time to sit down and truly listen to a 6-hour, 7-hour lecture about some real shit. You know, we have graduation. It's a lot of graduation coming on now. And I get that all of our kids, we are proud of all of our kids, you know, but please understand what we're doing in this ritualistic reality, guys. What is the real graduation? We keep doing the same shit over and over and over again, over and over again. And we put a fucking captain gown on it each time, and we smile, and we do plastic smiles. But no one is telling the truth that they're really not happy in this systematic structure. Like, like your soul knows and yearns that there is so much more out there than these repeated cycles of graduation. The real graduation is when you know how to graduate off of this earth simulator. Okay, hear me. This is what we're talking about here today, guys. Batman. Who is the Black Knight? Who is Batman? We're going to allow Bro Sanchez, I'm going to post the link. Look, the people that you probably need to be paying attention to are the people that no one really listens to. No one really listens to Ear right now. Ear's not really mainstream. No one really listens to Bro Sanchez right now. He is a household name. He is a household name, but you can't really control anything about what Bro Sanchez does. You can't really control anything about Ear does. I'm in the process of setting up a podcast with my brother now in the background, and it's like, you know, we try to control the outcome of how shit is, and I was making it clear to him that Ear is just come as you are. There are no rules. There is no structure. We just go. I'm saying that's the order of the day. Anyway, guys, I don't want to waste no more time because I want to at least leave an hour. I'm going to allow just about an hour of this clip, you guys. Just about an hour of this clip. It gives you the basis. That's all we need is the basis. All right? So after this, Eternal, we'll come in and discuss, because I know Eternal is burning also to talk about Batman. And I may cut it before then. But I just want, I have to include this. So let me fast forward, guys.
You can drive a car through it, just like that little grenade.
Very divine, brother.
Also,
let's
get back into this thing because.
Okay. He'll be in like in about a minute. Yeah. Here we go.
Peace and love and welcome back, you guys. How y'all doing today? Peace and love. Welcome back. Y'all see what we're doing today. But before we get into any of this today, can I go ahead and get a mic check? Do me a favor and drop a 1 in the chat room if you can hear me nice and clear and I'm good and at a high, good enough volume here, because I got fans running in the background and I want to make sure that you guys can, I mean, drop the ones if we good. Appreciate the ones. People, I ain't going to waste no time getting right into the message today. And we're going to be talking about the South American god, Camazotz. And I don't know if many of you have heard of Camazotz, but you know what I'm going to do for you? You know, give me 1 minute and I'll show you who Camazotz is. Right. Extreme, baby. What are we looking at here? Okay, what are we looking at here? Today's lecture is entitled The God Camazotz, quote unquote, the original Batman decoded. And how I'm going to be decoding this, all right, is with sacred geometry, syncretism, and etymology. Y'all know the way Brother Sanchez operates. And also I'm going to be syncing this today to light projection, which is what the Big Bang is all about. And when we talk about the Big Bang and we talk about light projection, some of us have a hard time understanding why it's important. It's important because this knowledge is proof of an holographic simulated universe. All of this knowledge is important because it shows our ancestors' understanding that they had a reality, being in a holographic simulated reality that is not existing out there, it's existing inside in you. And we're experiencing this thing from the inside out, and that's called projection. You're no different than an explosion. So let me ask you something, and this is what you got to think about today in order to understand the secrets that I'm about to give you. When you look at this thumbnail today, I want your mind to think like this, brothers and sisters. Drop another 1 if you can hear me nice and clear. I know I keep asking for ones, but I'm still in my window of mic check time. I won't ask no more after this one until I change mics.
Yeah, do that for me. We're going to continue. Now, listen, guys. Look at this thumbnail. And as you look at this thumbnail, I really want you to think about what I'm about to say. You need to look at this as the person in the middle of this energy. The guy right here, picture that as a grenade. Now, picture all of this auric energy that's around you, the explosion that surrounds a grenade. Now, if everybody's picturing what I'm saying in their mind and they can see what I'm saying, you're picturing what I'm saying and you also can see what I'm saying here, do me a favor, right? And drop bombs and fireballs in the chat, and that's going to let me know that you understand what I'm saying about you picturing this. Don't put it if you don't understand it. Because what you need to realize is that this Batman symbol, this picture of you in this energy bubble, the energy bubble is created by the innermost version of the self. That's the highest self. So when we say the highest self, we're talking about the innermost self as well. Lowest self would be the outermost self, or however you want to look at that, I guess. But yes, that's how I look at it. We're getting bombs and fireballs in the chat room. I need my moderators to do me a big old favor today. Now, I highlighted y'all, and I made y'all blue. And I need you to do me this big favor today. The mic check, when we get warns in the chat room and people say that they can hear me good and clear, if you get anybody saying that they can't hear me or something wrong with the audio, time them out. Can y'all do that for me? Can my moderators do that for me? Time them out on site. And I want my moderators to play a game on who can time that person out the quickest. I do all of these mic checks so we don't get no lone rangers complaining about audio. All right, so please do that for me, moderators, because that's a big disruption to the show. Also, let's get back into this thing because you understand the title that I chose, Light Projection, Human Aura, the Big Bang Photosynthesis. If all of that don't seem related to you right now, it will by the end of the stream as I sync it all together. But to start this off, you got to understand one thing. What you're looking at right now is an explosion, and you're the bomb. So I'm going to flip back and forth from some pictures here, and I want you guys, like I said, to drop the bombs and the fireballs if you're feeling me. Right? Because this explosion, what's in the middle of this explosion is the source of the energy that unlocked the explosion. Now, this huge explosion that'll decimate an entire little village come from a little bitty grenade. This show you that you don't need a large size to create a large boom or a big bang, which is why science say our whole universe come from something the size of a basketball. Once you understand what compression is, it'll teach you what's happening when we put a seed in the ground. So when we drop a seed into the ground, it's no different than a person dropping a grenade onto the ground. They both create the same pattern, which is a tree. So if you look at that explosion pattern and you look at this treetop pattern, you will definitely start getting what I'm about to give you already today, which is the secrets of life. Now, they tell us the secrets of life, right? They tell us the secrets of life is explosion, a big bang. They tell us the secrets of life, right, is photosynthesis. Keep the word photosynthesis in mind because we're really going to go deep because we're going to be syncing photosynthesis with light projection. That's what the Big Bang is. It's a projection of light, and the light projected in a sacred geometrical form that we all should pay attention to, and I'm going to show you that real quick as we start off this introduction here today. So in a nutshell, we could just use any of these, all of them the same, what they give you for the Big Bang. Now, if you take a look at this Big Bang explosion of light, it's no different than a tree exploding. Now, the source of this explosion will always be a little bitty seed in the middle of the darn thing, which is why I showed you the grenade picture. So the grenade picture, if somebody said, Mommy, why did all that boom, where did that Big Bang come from? If a child asks you that, you can say, think of it this way, son. Someone threw a seed, and it grew a tree of energy or fire. And when we talk energy or fire, anything in the way of that thing, when it grows, is going to be decimated. You're growing a fireball, Mario. And you're doing it the same way we grow a tree. And different explosions take different times. There are some bombs that are so slow, it's like boom. And there are some bombs that are so fast, it's like boom. And with either one, you're dealing with scale and levels of explosiveness, which will equate on a light spectrum as levels of luminosity. The brightest levels of luminosity can be traced back to where? The seed, which is the source of the light, which is what we're looking at in this image, which is to say that the strongest parts of this explosion is going to be right in the center. If I move you to the middle right here, anything that's close to that grenade or right up on it, it's going to be dust particles after that grenade go off. Now, if you just so happen to be a little bit further away from this explosion, let's say around here, you'll get a little shrapnel damage, but you won't die. You'll live. But anybody around this center part, nothing can live when your physical material is meeting the source of this much energy. And we just talking about a grenade. So if I'm telling you that there's a Big Bang that's happening at the middle of the earth, what makes you think you can stand at 0 degrees and still live? Saying that you want to go to the North Pole and stand at 0 degrees is like somebody saying, I want to stand right on the grenade when it blow up. Nothing lives at 0 degrees. Everything explodes at 0 degrees, and that is the secret of resurrection. Every rebirth is a new explosion of you. And that is an explosion of energy like we see in this grenade. And that energy is light, because there is no physicality outside of light. Again, it's light expressing itself as earth, water, wind, and fire. And then that'll break down to your periodic table. But at the top of that is that all-seeing eye, which is light, being the source of all there is. Now, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And the light. Now, Brother Sanchez, how does this tie into Batman? Well, Batman was the way, the truth, and the light. What do you mean, Brother Sanchez? The symbol of Batman was a birthday hat or a Batman beacon that he shined off to let the city of Gotham know the Messiah is on the way. When you understand something real quick, brothers, let me take these explosion pictures off a minute. We get it about the tree. See, when you drop a seed in the ground, you just set off a grenade, and that thing gonna blow up, man. What is gonna happen is gonna become a tree, and it's gonna get bigger and bigger. That little seed will turn into a tree so big you can drive a car through it. Just like that little grenade, when you put a pin on it, you're responsible for that big old wide energy bubble that it's gonna catch. So your world is literally inside your own energy bubble, or what we call an aura, and that's what I'm showing you with the thumbnail right here. Take a minute and look at that. All right, and now we're going to move on, and we're going to, because I got to move just to show you something else we're going to sync this to. Here is a jack-o'-lantern, and the jack-o'-lantern is no different than the jack-in-the-box. Talk talking about how the light is emitted from the box, which is the man in the middle, or like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. And we're going to be talking about that man in a mirror in a minute, because we live inside of a mirrorverse that's based on the man in the middle projecting himself outward, which means you can't change the outer appearance of yourself and think that you're going to change the inner energy of yourself. Some people are dressed up in good clothes, but on the inside, they feel like shit. They don't look as good as they look on the outside. They don't feel that good the way they look on the inside, y'all. They trying to mask the fact that they don't really like who the hell they are. Because if you don't like yourself in some off-brand thrift store clothes, how can polo make you all of a sudden like yourself? Because you put some on the outside. You got a problem on the inside. What am I teaching you guys? If you want to change the outside, you got to change the mind and the outside of all. But you can't do it in reverse. You can't change the outside and think that's going to change the mind, which is what's projecting that earth ugly version of you that you don't like. So today, as we talk about projection and a holographic universe, we definitely got to show how the mind play in the place, which is what we're starting off doing now. Let me shut the door. My chihuahua just left. As you can see, we're getting it in. Hit the like and share button.
And don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell. Be sure to select all so that you can receive notifications every time we go live and move.
You need to understand that this dude in the middle is a grenade and his head is a pen. When you pull the pen up here and you unlock the mind, all of the energy of the Most High shines out of you. And people say, damn, that dude is enlightened. But if you don't pull the plug, pull the pen up here to let the mind shine what's inside of that brain, you just another prototype, another person sounding like everybody else, regurgitate, repeat stuff. Not only can I enlighten you, I can do it in my own unique way. This is called being unplugged. This ain't a result of Bible scriptures. This is a result of one opening their mind like you opened up that grenade so that the energy can explode. Opening up the Bible won't have the same effect of you opening up your mind. So the guy inside of this doggone energy field, head up there is a pen, boom. Now, when you pull that, you take away the blindfolds, you take away the indoctrination, and you can freely think and decipher this world, and at that point, you start becoming what the seed was when it was planted in the ground in the mother by the father. But none of you has really manifested for who you really are. You're a result of your favorite rapper. You're a result of your favorite actor. You're a result of your favorite YouTuber. And that ain't how trees work. A tree is a result of the information inside the seed. And you accessing that information lies on you cracking the seed, cracking the code of understanding, simply having an open mind. That doggone simple. Once you open your mind, the universe can speak to you, and you will listen, and it will give you everything you need to decipher this simulation in your own unique way. You have to open up that mind. It's a terrible thing to waste for a reason. This cup above the head will only overflow with light if it's open. Now, let's talk about Batman, because Batman lived in a cave. And we need to sync this to Kamazotz. Now, right off the bat, you can see that this god Kamazotz is just like Jesus Christ in him. You see, with his arms out like Jesus Christ, all these saviors got a cape on. Now, to understand why these saviors wear a cape, I'm going to blow you the fuck away today. Brace yourself, because I'm about to blow you away. This is why they wear a cape, and this is why they had a Cyclops god that wore a cape. And this God would save you. Watch this. Oh, my God. I bullshit you not. We're talking about old school photography. When our ancestors found out the secrets of how to harness light, they built the first cameras in the world. And the word camera, let's go to the whiteboard, boy. We finna get it in. Let me cut my mic board mic on. So y'all can see what I'm talking about with the word saving. But before I do that, drop a one real quick, because I got to get a mic check on my whiteboard camera. So drop a one real quick, real quick, real quick, so we can hop to the whiteboard, and I can get the etymology going with this thing, too. And if you haven't liked the video, what are you doing? You're telling me you don't like my effort and what I'm doing here. Come on, guys. Let's drop a one if you can hear me on my whiteboard camera, please. I'm anxious to get to this. Drop a one if you can hear me. All right, let's get the etymology going.
Peace game. Look, I walked away, but it got quiet. Hold on, what happened?
Peace game. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me redo this bottom board.
All right.
I'm going to just keep it in black. Peace game with the etymology real quick.
Yes. I looked at that too, Eternal. Same time, I was looking at the clock when you sent that. It's 11:21 here, though, but I promise you, I glanced up right when you sent that.
Camera is camera.
It's like an encoding or some type of programming or something, you know, but on a divine level, you know what I'm saying, that we are all in sync with all of this, like, right now.
Watch this, y'all, and so you can see the board now real quick. Now watch this, what I'm going to do real quick. These people serve the God that wore a cape on his doggone back. And he was a one-eyed cyclop god that can save you. Now, what can save you? A photo. A photo can freeze you in time. Think about it. If there was no photo that saved the 10-year-old version of you in his lifetime, that memory would have been lost. No, we would only have our mind to try to remember how you looked at when you was 10. But when you take that photo of you as a 10-year-old and look at it, you automatically get a nostalgic feeling. And you remember being 10-year-old taking that photo, and you get this sort of nostalgic feeling of going back in time. So they served a one-eyed, cape-wearing God that was responsible for keeping time in chronological order, and they called them Chronos, you know, like a photo binder. That starting with your birth date as a little baby, and as we open up the doggone book, you get bigger and bigger like a snowball effect. They call that photosynthesis. Now we're about to get deep. We're about to get deep, guys, and show you what Batman is all about. Wait a minute. Here is a picture of photosynthesis. Like I said, hear me out now. When you talk about a camera flash, what are we talking about? Here go the old school camera right here. Let's put it on the big screen. Here go the old school camera, guys. Now compare this to photosynthesis, because this is how a photo gets synthesized. What this is teaching you is that we're in a holographic universe, And just like a camera flash, how a camera can capture a picture, that's how this earth captured you. This earth is a calm mirror. It mirrored your soul, and it created a sense for you, a different version of you that exists in this realm. Hear me out now. Look at the sacred geometry of the camera. Look at photosynthesis and just hear me out real quick. Let's pull up. Hold on. Because we got to get it in. We're getting it in. Give me a minute. Let me get my next slides together. Take a look at what photosynthesis is. Here is a picture of photosynthesis. I meant to say Big Bang. See, what does this represent? Think about a dude that is his birthday, right? Because the dude whose birthday it is, everybody take a picture of him, and he got a cone hat on top of his head. Now look at this image right here, and think about the dude right here that's sitting on the stump. Think about that's you being projected into this world, this version of you, but that the real version of you is a small, tiny, bright version. But that small, tiny, bright version, it wanted to grow up and get bigger and bigger to get into this world. So as it expanded and projected itself to get bigger and bigger, just like this plant did, it also got weaker and weaker, like we do when we grow old. As we get big, we get weaker until we finally just vanish. Why? Because the bigger that a light beam gets, the dimmer it gets. The dimmer it gets. So as this plant keep on going, it's going to ultimately just disappear and die. And it's going to, and whatever, and the waste that's left behind is death, going to grow another plant. The same thing you're doing on a spiritual level. But the way you projected yourself, right? If I show you, you look at human growth in phases. What you will notice with human growth on micro and macro is photosynthesis. Check it out. You are an explosion. You started off as this tiny, small seed, so tiny that when the doctor looked in the fetal bag, they didn't even see nothing. You were microscopic. They detected light. They detected somebody. They detected a pin being pulled on a grenade. And they knew they can tell your parents, hey, man, yeah, an explosion is about to happen, meaning conception has taken place. Look, and ever since then, just like a tree planted in the ground, your explosion, which is your growth. Growth is explosion. So this is the growth of a baby. This is a camera. Take a look at the sacred geometry because I'm going to go deep with it. This is trees. We're talking photosynthesis. I showed you a picture of a camera for a reason. Watch this, Ron. I'm going to tie all this together. We're going to open up some more slides. Hold on. Now, in order to understand all this, I got to start with my first slide, and we're going to skip around. So let's talk about the god Kamazots. This is the god Kamazots right here. He's the North American version of Christ the Savior. Christ in between the two thieves is no different than Batman in between the two wings. And let me show you something about Batman real quick. Batman ain't nothing but a genie. What do you mean, Brother Sanchez, that Batman is a genie? Well, hear me out real quick. I'm about to show you better than I can tell you. Hold up a second. I got another slide to show you.
Interesting.
Hey, here, look. This is where we're going to go deep at. Let's put this on a big screen. In the bottom left corner, that little ball that you see, that's the true self. That's the real you at Polaris. You're a
just
shining
remember,
star. And
just
that
remember,
right, guys,
this
is how that plays out in this rip.
This clip is in the show notes, okay? So if anybody y'all want to go back, it's in the show notes. We got about 30 more minutes of this, and then we're going to come in.
As the pineal gland in between the two hemispheres of the brain.
So you're really your mind, which is this white light, and that is in between these two pillars, which is the left and right brain. That looks like this. It's like this. The Batman symbol is the skull, and the Batman logo is a Nagini in between the left and right brain. And matter of fact, I'm going to get in pink real quick because I know some of y'all are going to have a problem seeing Batman as a Nagini. So let me do something to help you real quick. This will only take a minute. I didn't think of this prior to the show, but it's a good idea. Let me do this real quick. It'll only take a minute. Yeah, I can just save it right there. And I'm going to show y'all some here in just a minute. Bear with me. Now I got to go and paint and make a slide. Because I didn't think to myself, you know, some people may not see Batman is a genie with a tail. And that tail is like the same Hindu Nagini that I show y'all. And the boy going into the North Pole, see the genie inside of the lamp. It's the Batman beacon. It's the Batman symbol right here inside of that light ball. The genie in the lamp is the bat sign in the ball of light. It's the human in the auric field that I just showed on the screen. Now, in a minute, I'm going to flip slide and show you what I mean about Batman is a Nagini. But you got to wait because I just thought of this idea. So I'm actually in paint right now making a new collage. He shut up and worked so I can get back to this. All right. We almost there. You know, I'm not going to be all perfect with this because y'all will get exactly what I got when I put it there. Like, y'all ain't dumb, so I ain't gonna be all perfect because that'll take too long. All right, I got it now. Let's check it. Let me show you what I mean. Now, when I flip to the next one, you're gonna be like, damn, I feel you now, bro Sanchez. Watch this. See, Batman is the genie. Batman is the genie with his tail going into the North Pole, just like this fella right here, just like the MGM lion, and is roaring. Why? Because a mirror is what? My roar. You're the MGM lion, which is Judah or Christ. Homecoming is when you rip through the paper like a football team, and that's what he's doing when you come home. You rip through the beetle bag, you landed, Mother Earth. Check it out. Batman is a Nagini god because guess what? If you go look up the god Kamazots, he takes the form of a serpent too, just like Quetzalcoatl. So look at that. Batman is a Nagini, and he's in the lamp, which is a golden lamp, which is a light bubble, and he got wings too because genies can fly. We know genies can fly. Now, let's go into of course, that's Beyonce up there. I want to show you that these rappers and celebrities, they know more than what they're telling us because what Beyonce is showing you is holographic projection. You don't know which one the real her. It's like she's in a what? Mirror house. That's why I keep telling you about the word mirror. Cop mirror is camera. Now, what kind of car did Batman drive? A Camaro or Camaro? Camera, a Camaro, all right? We're going to do a lot of etymology. So check this out. Beyonce is showing you holographic projection, and of course we all know that the rappers are the first to sell their soul and become holograms, just like Pop Smoke, because the name Pop Smoke is really a code name for the smoke that pops out of the fucking genie lamp. These celebrities is going to islands that's off the map and they living in paradise and y'all thinking that these folks is dead. I don't even think Kevin Samuels is dead. a lot of these folks in my crazy, twisted, tinfoil hat mind, that's why I say I'm not always right, but I like to reach over here because our reality, the truth, is stranger than fiction. A lot of these folks we think dead, they're not, man. They gone to uncharted islands where these folks have built kingdoms on the earth. Like, if you've been to some, in my mind, I think these people in power have taken babies, taken children from us, and they made their own slave races on uncharted
That's
islands.
That's it.
And they got the pretty women, they the bread, they the sperm.
Let me tell y'all something. Y'all, we don't even know the game. We don't even, I think we don't even understand, y'all. We don't even understand. I promise y'all, to those of you who really want to learn and really want to grow, always pay attention to the to those people that no one is listening to. They know the way.
They all up in these uncharted islands. I think some of these celebrities rather live out their life and be king over there with all these slaves under them and
That's
kids
it.
Sitting and got sex whatever, sitting stuff
That's
like
it.
That. And techno.
Who else better than a whole ego? Okay, celebrity. First of all, in order to be a celebrity, you have to have an ego out of this world. So why wouldn't a celebrity agree to that next level of it? Pay attention.
We don't know about here that they use first death to see how it works and then bring it over here in our world. So I'm thinking these celebrities are already immortal in these other earthly kingdoms where they living out their life as holograms and soul harvesting. And I'm going to show you that in a minute. But I tell you one thing, look at Beyonce up there and it looked like the Tesla team. And it's the company Tesla that's going to be very strategic in helping the world achieve all of this immortality out of body and all that stuff. Now let's talk about the god Kamazot, because Brother Sanchez wanna stay on subject here too. So now we got the genie in your mind. You're seeing the truth there. All right? So now let's go ahead and so the real self is the genie that's in the bottle. What is that, Brother Sanchez? I keep showing it to you. It's the light inside of the brain that we're calling the mind. That's the real you. That's the only thing that live on. Mm. Right? And look at what color the brain is in this picture, blue. Now, that don't mean nothing, but I'm just saying the genie happened to be blue, too. Maybe they talking to us. But anyway, what the point that I want to make is the brain being blue, they'll tell you the brain is 75% water. Now, water is a conduit for electricity, so the brain and the neural network is a whole highway of energy that is being projected outward to the left and right side by the mind. And that energy is being distributed throughout the body in the form of the nervous system. But it doesn't stop at the body. It goes outside of the body and forms the aura field around you. Let's go back to the thumbnail, Becky. Come on now. Where you at? Hold up, y'all. Got a little glitch going on. Thumbnail, please. Right. So the energy goes out of the body and forms the aura around the body. Okay. All right. So body. Now, hold on. You know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. I got slides to go over with this. Hold on. Here's the god Kamazot, y'all. Kamazot means camera zits. I already did the etymology. We're going to look at it, and I'm going to show you why it means camera zits. Right? So here go the Batman logo. Here go Kamazot. What does Batman got to do with photography, photosynthesis, and all this stuff? Let me keep tying it together for you. Here are a bunch of deities around the world. And when you're dealing with light projection, at the base of light projection are a bunch of little bitty needles called rays. You see the wings of Isis? See, the word Isis is in the word photosynthesis, the sins of Isis. Isis is the Virgin Mary that is not being impregnated by no man. She represents the source of life that's projecting our holographic bodies, the sense body, which is the sense of Isis, or the photosynthesis, the sense Isis, the sense of Isis, okay, photosynthesis. And the reason I got the dude with the jury coat up there is just simply for shits and giggles with photo, sacred geometry, so you can show the whole concept of like the two thieves, Jesus in between the two thieves, like how everything have a real sacred geometrical meaning to it, that the old school thieves were like saviors because they were like Robin Hood stealing from the rich to give to the poor. So that dude with his cape open with all them rich person shit on it, back in the day he would have been the Messiah opening up the cape, giving the shit to the poor that they couldn't afford that the rich got. Now let me go ahead and... Yeah, that's just showing you, even though we're joking, how deep the symbolism is, what we do. See what I'm saying? So Inspector Gadget with the Inspector Gadget had the big coat on. Side of the coat he had gadgets. Get around. So this is science and spiritual shit. This was a savior back in the day that had a bunch of tubes that was no problem he couldn't fix. You see what I'm saying? Like a tool belt. So the thing about this, if you think about Inspector Gadget, he had a helicopter propeller on top of his head where he can fly. And if you look at the God Best up there, that's exactly what that is. I believe I can fly, yes. Yes. Oh, I'm going to sync it all together. Ain't nothing original. See, this God spins around with the arms open like a ballerina, and it looked like a Tasmanian devil. So Best is Beast. All right? Our energy is a cyclonic vortex. Cyclone is another word for cyclops. God is a cyclops, and everyone is God. At the core of your energy, you're snapping your own selfie. Now I'm about to blow you away. You are literally snapping your own selfie. The whole sacred geometry behind a damn selfie is that you projected yourself into existence using photosynthesis. That's why I keep telling you about a mirrorverse. It's a person pointing a camera back at themselves like a mirror. That's what this dude doing on the picture called a Big Bang. Like I said, if you look at this dude on a picture, he got a cone on his head, right? And he's in the middle of a camera flash, a triangle projection of light. He's in the middle of that circle because it's his birthday. Why would anybody else be in the middle? If it's my birthday, I got a cone on my head called a birthday hat. And a cameraman is in front of me. I'm in the middle of the flash because I'm the subject matter of the photo. I'm the main event of the photo, so I'm the center of the photo, just like this dude right here. So the photo is the earth that you're in right now. The camera is God, the real you, the all-seeing eye. The camera is literally God. Look, let me show you. This is God, and God wears a cape on the shoulder. And God is one eye God with a cape on. Why? Because this is showing you what the all-seeing eye is. You took a selfie, and the selfie landed a version of you in a photo, and in that frame, that's called Earth. That's where you at now. That's basically it in a nutshell. That from the other side, before you were conceived, before the doctor saw that light, please, before the doctor saw that light when you were conceived, why did the doctor see a light at the beginning of you being born? Because the word born is the word burn. And the word burn is not dealing with fire. It's dealing with light being projected. Mm. And all flames burn out. So you're a beacon of light that will someday fade out just like a lighthouse. We're all an explosion. See? Born is burned. You're basically a burning prop. His whole life, you're a flame that's burning. But all flames will burn out. So when I say you're a flame that's burning, that's why they had the doggone genie looking like a flame or a little wiggly dude. Okay? This is called the violet flame. Could be the purple flame because it's a result of red and blue combining. But check this out, guys. We're going to go so deep with this. When you look at the genie in the lamp is the camera flash. If I want to take a picture of you right now and capture you inside of a photo, I got to capture you in a net of light. So look at this dude right here, right? Look at this dude as being captured in a net of light. And that capturing is what the photo is. It's capturing him in a net of light. And since he's captured, we can look at him in a photo, a copy of him. That's why the camera is the car mirror, because your body is just an expression of your car, your soul. But when you take a picture of someone's body, their avatar, you're basically mirroring their car on a photo. Photosynthesis, what light is, car mirror. Y'all, this shit is so deep that old school people didn't want you to take a picture of them because they said you attract them in that photo. And then until that photo is destroyed, their consciousness has to bounce from these different, they captured the light in a flash. I ain't going to go into that because I don't want to scare you, maybe on part two, but I want to stick to my curriculum. Check this out. The word flesh is the word flash. Your flesh is a flash of light, like a camera flash. We all a Big Bang, okay? So when you look at this dude right here on the Big Bang picture, that's literally you. That's you. Now think of, look at this image right here of the camera. Here go the camera now. Check this camera out, y'all. Now check out the Big Bang dude right here. Tell me that your boy don't know what he's talking about. Here go an all-seeing eye right here, and the camera flash going to be a triangle of light. And if you in the middle of it, you're going to be in the middle of that photo. We just captured you. We mirrored you, car mirror. Okay? So this whole Big Bang is saying that everyone's true self is a seed at the middle of the universe. And in order for you to be projected outward into this multiverse, into this simulation, you had to leave. There's this very small, tiny version of you that is just at the North Pole, but that tiny version of you is the brightest motherfucking version of you that exists. That little tiny version of you, what happened was it got bigger and bigger as it projected itself lower and lower into this underworld. So by the time it got to this world, it's a big body that this big chunk of meat. But it's also the dimmest version or the dumbest version. The true self know everything. And that's the version of you that exists at the North Pole. That's the version of you that exists in the eye of the needle. Jesus said to get back to that true self, we got to go back to this point right here. Because we projected this bigger version of ourselves outward expansion into this world right here where this dude at. That's the earth we're in now. See, for him to go back home, he got to get small and light like a feather because he got dense as he got dimmer or dumber. Dim light is dumb light. As we journey back home, we become enlightened. The knowledge comes to us because this is the point where we were gods and we failed. And as we fail, we got dimmer or dumber. Each version of us was born again and stripped through these light, these nets of light all the way down to the dimmest net that captured this version right here that got to learn everything over like a baby. So Jesus being the light and a fisherman that's capturing you is that the net is made out of light like you see it here. He's a fisherman of man, and he's a lighthouse. Why? Because don't this look like a lighthouse? This look like a woman dress with the baby coming out of it, toot on it. Yeah, we can get into the sacred geometry all day. I'm deep with this thing now. Now, let's move on, guys, because all we looking at is the birthday boy. This show you how you was born, how light projects. This show you why we wear a cone hat on the head and why you take a picture of the birthday boy in the middle of the frame just like this. Let me show you something else. So here goes God, y'all, because God represents salvation and being reborn. And when you think about it on a macrocosmic level, what allows us to be reborn is the fact that the universe have all of these different versions of us. And the consciousness can occupy these versions of the self just like the body occupy a house. And when you get evicted from one house, well, you ain't no biggie. In my father's kingdom are many man Zions, meaning temples of God, flesh, flashes of light, flashlight, flashlight, meaning that you were projected throughout the multiverse in small and big forms, all levels of the dimensions, up, down, left, right, small, big, in, out. This is just one aspect of you. So,
and we take it so serious.
When this dude wakes up,
what is
he's going to be reborn on a journey back up the stairway all the way back into the eye of the needle where revelation takes place, where meaning we become one back with our God self that fell into this slumber, and it done it for experience. But we don't too much deep into that. What we want to talk about now is how this relates to the god Kamazot, which is the original Batman. Batman lives in a cave, y'all. And that they don't want to tell you that the cave is just your energy bubble. You and your energy bubble looks like Batman in his beacon of light, which is his cave. No different than Gab inside of Nut. Now, the whole thing about Batman, the god called Batman, the whole thing about this god, Kamazot, is now we're about to go deep, and I'm going to show you what that means.
So we have...
Because Kamazot...
We have Black Knight, we got Black Man, and we got Kamazot. So Eternal, those three levels.
Like I was saying earlier, it's camera and zits. Now, you know, you might not know what that means right now, but I'm going to show you. Don't worry, I got you. Camera and zits. All right, let me go ahead and here we go, right here. So when you say Kamazot, spaceship is a camera. And the dude that's getting beamed up into the spaceship would be like somebody getting a picture taken of them. So we got to go back here. Hold on. Here we go. Just like this Big Bang dude, you need to look at the same way right here with the spaceship guy. The spaceship is the camera. Your mama copied your soul into this realm, so she served as a camera for real. That's why inside of her belly was a light that turned on. When you talk about the light turning on inside of your mama belly, look at this image right here. There is the other part of that light coming from the spaceship. It's turned on from inside the spaceship. The tip of that light beam is cut off. Because the other part of that light beam is in the mama. And what projected out of the mama was you, the human, onto the earth now. But the other part of you is still asleep in the spaceship. That means you're in your starship right now, hovering above the earth, sleep as a soul. What allowed you to get into the earth was your mama and daddy opening up a vortex with polarizing energy, just like a tornado is formed. Here it go right here. Your one parent is the left gate, one parent is the right gate, and when they open it up, they expose a soul to a black hole. Now, a soul is a beacon of light, and light can't escape a black hole. So your mom and daddy open up the gates of heaven, which leads to the earth, and it sucks you in, just like we see in the bottom right. All of your energy exists around that bubble. It represents the entire universe. And all of that energy was pulled to a single point, and it was split from the left and right. That became the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Inside of this light matrix is the whole, it's the whole universe that you're protecting, projecting. Everyone is projecting their own world around them in their own bubble, like you see Batman.
This is so good, y'all. I don't want to stop it.
So what allowed you into this holographic simulation was that you are light being on the other side. But the way through the gates was mom and daddy opening up. They started a vortex. They told you that vortex was a DNA strand. You notice how a DNA strand looked like a tornado? That's the open door. That you got, that let your light from the heavens project itself on the other side of a black hole, and on the other side of that was this world right here that you're in. There's a version of you that exists behind these gates. There's nothing but pure light, just like you see in this image. That's the part of you that took the selfie. Remember that when you hold that camera in front of your face for a selfie, that's a mirror effect, just like this one right here. This is you taking a selfie. This is like one version of you is that exists on the other side of a camera right here. One version exists on another camera right here. Both of them cameras pointing at each other, and they snap a picture, and you appear in the middle, in between the left and right brain, or in between the mom and daddy's vortex energy. It's all about projection. See, what you're looking at in the bottom right is a seed being broken open, or a egg being broken, like a egg. You got to crack an egg to make omelets. That's what this guy right here is telling you. When a tree breaks through its seed, it has resurrected as a new thing. It ain't a seed no more, it's a tree. And it broke past the other side of a whole nother dimension. As a seed, it lives under the horizon line, underground. As a tree, it lives above it. And it's busting through the surface like you see this guy doing right here. This is you bursting into, peeking your head into this dimension. This hole that you see him in, that's the hole, that's the vortex that your mama and daddy opened for you. And none of these stargates can stay open forever. That opening is allowing you to project yourself into this world. A genie coming out of a lamp. And the other side of the lamp is this world we're in. But on the inside of the lamp, that's you and your macabre in the heavens, or the floating carpet, the floating lamp. But you coming out the lamp is you projecting yourself as a holographic avatar in an outer world, an outer simulation outside of your heaven, your magic carpet in the heavens, or this lamp is the macabre. So when you look at the Hindu Nagini, is showing you what I'm saying. Holographic projection. That's what the light represents. Because this realm is said to be projected with blue light, a blue earth, different colors of light. The light that's creating this holographic simulation is blue, which is why the sky and the ocean is clear blue like holographic light, like what we see here. All of the Hindu Naginis, the word Nagin is the same word of begin, the beginning. These Hindu Nagin represent the Bagin or the beginning. The begin is the Jinn. The genie represent the Bijan. If you want to understand how it began, you have to be Jinn. A Jinn is a genie. Genie showing you the one that bursted out of the vortex that the mom and daddy made. This is you standing inside of a tornado hole. Take a look at it. To compare this to the medical caduceus, it'll show you the left and right brain. Bottom part, where the serpents are wrapping, is the fact that your light body, the legs of it look like a nagini, right here, see? So this dude here bursting up out of that hole is the genie bursting out the lamp. It's the energy bursting out the caduceus at the top, allowing you to take flight. What do we mean? The consciousness is what's flying. It's what's projecting itself in and out of these simulations, meaning it's Superman or Batman. It's a flying being. And it can go in and out of these different films. Now, let's take this concept forward with photosynthesis. Again, Let's go to the whiteboard one more time so we can actually teach about, let's go into Kamazots, by the way. Go into Kamazots, but before we do that.
Oh, okay.
Before we do
so
that.
So let's pause because I'll get lost.
Hit the like button, of course.
I'll get lost in that, you guys. So, because I forgot I was on a live show, and like I had played a lecture, and the show had ended and everything, y'all, and I was still listening. So, yeah, let me have to pause that. Let me find a song for you. Well, let's go ahead and just, well, shit, let me log into the studio. I got to log into the studio. But I hope you guys enjoy all of that. This is Divine Insight, you guys. I think it's very important, you know, to not be so focused on what we think we know about this world, you know what I'm saying? But what do you really know? What do you really know about you? You know, your dream state, guys, your dream, your visions, many of you haven't dream visions that are mind-blowing. So yeah. All right, guys. Let's discuss. We'll be right back.
baby. I've been thinking about you. I've been getting next to you, baby. You see, sometimes I fool my arms, I say, ooh, whoa, oh, baby. Meeting you has proven to me to be my greatest dream, yeah.
All right, Eternal, the mic is yours. We can't hear you yet, Eternal.
Bam, greeting.
There you go, greeting.
How you feeling today?
We got about an hour to discuss. Today I feel refreshed. I feel refreshed. I feel rejuvenated, just cleansing some energy, gonna clean up my home today, and you know, just feel refreshed today. And yourself?
Oh, great focus. Got that focus energy, you know.
Okay.
They came up with a fake holiday like it's Memorial Day, and you got people saying, oh, I'm sad, and then they start going into their sadness, and I'm like, well, you could do that, or you
yeah.
don't have to actually go.
Is it
today? With the way they,
today
I believe
Memorial
so.
Day.
I don't really go by the, any of the holidays. I don't know if it is or not. They were talking about it was the so-called weekend. They doing Umoja Fest right now. I know a brother right now. His Earth Day is today, but he's doing a fish fry. And I kind of seen enough of seeing my guys go down like that and the fishing and the frying and the stuff. So I kind of like I didn't want to go to that. Then, like I just stayed away from everything. It's just like, let me just sit in the corner and do what I do. You know, sometimes you have to have that moment too. Just like how they said Batman is in a cave. We haven't realized that going up the mountain helps us learn a different peak of ourselves. So what can you endure? Have you stopped eating for 2 days? And if you have stopped eating for 2 days, have you tolerated something like fearing bats? You know what I'm saying? Like facing your fears, getting into the darkness of yourself and finding out it ain't as dark as you thought it was. This is why I feel like Batman, Hades, the Hades, I can see the word Haiti in that same word, the Hades, our people, spoke in the same avenue before it became John the Baptist, who supposedly baptized everybody, and then all of a sudden we became this Christian era. Crucified the Superman aspect so many times in the comic books. I just never looked at the profound meaning behind it. But it was Zeus that made him a Greek god. And so having a brother, why not Batman be his brother? And now you got them fighting like, was it Asgard with Odin, his sons being Thor and Loki. So it's like a run-on sentence that is off of somebody's narration, just that we don't know the narrative behind it. And it's really about us. It's been about us. Why haven't we looked at it? Well, because we are blinded by truth. A lot of us are blinded by truth, whether it's our eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hearing, tasting, touching, feeling, your senses. The breast milk from my mother has been missing for the longest. So some of us don't get breast milk. Some of us don't get hugs from my mother. So from the holy cow to Robin, as the next generation, the Titans, Clash of the Titans, you can see why did they put Robin next to Batman. See, there's more to the story than we see the story, because it's a legend in there. Who's legend? Who knows? Who cares? That's how they make it seem like. You shouldn't care about this, so that's why you're not looking into it. Yet they're feeding your children with it. So now what are you going to do? You're going to just still say, I ain't got time to watch that cartoon. I got to pay these bills. Well, how about Bill add a Y to it, and it's Billy. And then put the word goat next to it, and you got Billy Goat. So how much kids do you have? Made it a goat, a cud, a cub. This is part of the Yaakov's ladder. They're knowing how to make tigers and lions together with bears. Oh, my. See, the riddle's been here, Dr. Seuss from Zoos. You know, you want to all get into the golden brick when you're going to New York, not knowing that's the golden brick or George Washington Highway, golden brick way to your rules of yourself, rulers or rulers of self. Mathematically, we say we don't like math, yet you want every dollar note in your pocket. But who are you dolling with your dollars? You doll her now with a dollar? See, it's a quarter of the mind it was still stuck into. Still haven't seen the one as the, say, third of the one-fourth of quarters, like a dollar, to one-third of three-fifths of a human. We call ourselves wild and savage people. Yet, are we savage and wild as we call ourselves? Maybe we didn't see what Batman was doing. He happened to see his mother and his father gone. Tony, Thomas, Tomas, two mass of people, two mother connections. Two mother to the son connection, two Masons, two Moss, two Mason, Thomas, Wayne, the way and the N-E of North and East energy. See, there's a way of looking at all these ways that we've been written or written the words to say an actor to even an actress can even have it as Martha, Mar, and the Martha, Wayne. Now, of course, if I went to find out what her maiden name would be, it'd be a whole bunch of other stuff because it's still a Ma in a den and a May I in a den. See, when you're in May, you're connected to the Taurus. And so everybody in this Taurus field, Taurus fool thoughts end up being the sacrificial bull, the sitting bull, the standing bull. Either way, you're going through BS, not seeing the bull, being blue. If it's blue, then it's like the night versus the day. That's why you have a dark night. Why vengeance is how we think about when the son sees his mother scorned or mother torn. A lot of us run into that same aspect. Sometimes we end up being an MF-er, not even realizing that too. Putting a bag over the woman's head and then just screw her instead. Get away from her, I just want to rape me. I'm a rapper now. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Pop? Three? Okay. So now we're seeing the sacrifice of what we call this. He rose up in 3 days after he's being dead. Jesus Christ. Holy cow, Batman. It's been a riddle. All this has been a riddle. We've been seeing the cow jump over the moon. But the cow jumping over the moon is the same thing like a blue moon or a blue cow or the blue house or the blue lodge. See, people want to be in a red or blue lodge so they can be better at wherever they're at. Yet, where is the green in the middle of all of this? You know, your children. No, no, no. You're thinking green like money. Oh, no, no, no. You're thinking green like food? That's probably why we're all in this rude way of speaking to each other. Start getting more in the green. They're showing you blue all the time. Pale your face. Pale your face. Turn to a point where your skin is not even what you like. Yet, you're melanated somewhere and there's a thought. But now the thought has became taught. And now taught is that hole over there. But that's not that. It was became a heifer, right? That was a cow. So these words that became like vigorous words to a point where our vernacular start to become low and dive in a word that we call it domestic. We've been domesticating ourselves as this higher God, now being a lower God. And that was okay to dogma. You dogma all the time. Don't matter. Go ahead, dogma right now. Here, put it in the music. Let everybody play it. Here, walk around with it. Let everybody hear it. You okay with your mother being dogged? I'm okay with my mother being dogged. So now we got my eye nowheres, even though my eye is supposed to be the balance of everything. Ain't that something? Blind justice. It's called blind just ice. That's why Batman had to start fighting people, because he had to at least be violent so he could pay attention to who he is. Oh, he's strong. You ever notice when Batman walk in the room, everybody gets scared because they don't want to get their ass whooped. They know what's going on with Batman. He's going to beat your tail. He ain't going to just lock you up. He's called vengeance. So it's a whole other level to where we look at death. Death is mut, M-U-T. And the vulture basically devoured what was the bacteria on the earth as osmosis in your body. Osmosis is like the Rama in the deity form that takes away your negative energy and fix it. You don't have to be negative all your life. You're just choosing to be negative. That's not a good thought, though. If you keep doing that, you're going to find out the repercussions going to happen. A lot of the what you do bad becomes badder. Now you're going to see who's badder now. There's plenty of movies that show that, too. I don't know why we ain't looking at these things. It's just like, I ain't got time to watch this movie. It got nothing to do with me. Yeah, it's got everything to do with you. Getting ready to show you who you about to become. Minority Report, Back to the Future. I could throw anything at you, and I could still find something in there. Because truth is in everything. See, you just ain't looked at it like that. You just looked at it like it was a movie. Oh, I'm having fun. Yeah, they want you to be an actual ignorant person towards your truth. So that way you'll be blind every time you see it. So that way when it taps you on the shoulder, you act like it's an older person and not an elder. See, there is a difference. And even the elder became an elk. That's why they had the horns on the head. See, when you use a unicorn or graduating energy, it's no longer you being a dunce like I was put into the corner. You know, you put you in the corner because you're a dunce. You think you know so much. Here, sit yourself in the corner. But now if you get out of the corner, you're going to be learning something from that corner. You don't want to be back in the corner. No. See, you ain't learned nothing yet. I'm going to put you back in the corner. No, I don't want to be back. So now you're torturing yourself. That's what a bull does to his own self. So when you see the matador running around and doing his ole, ole, he's basically taunting the bull, but the bull is running himself out. That's what's going on. You're seeing the direction being unfolded. You're on the other side. And now your anger is what's driving you instead of you driving your anger. So learning how to use these emotions while these emotions, you know, controlling you. Because control is a con with a troll energy. See, troll is a little being, the dwarfs, the twa. Learning your origin. If you knew everything started from the smallest of this entity to the biggest, then you knew how babies became men. But see, boys are what they're calling us. I'm a real boy. What are you doing to be a real man? Okay, you're doing the real boy stuff. Okay, cool. Go on. Do what you do then. I mean, I can't stop you. I'm not here to do those things. However, I do have a son. I don't know if anybody's recognizing. It's okay. It's okay. They say sometimes you got to have a mind model in order to see what's going on. You ain't got to just be you saying, I'm doing this. You don't have to. That's why the seed of Jack was to be thrown. See, Jack jumped over the candlestick for a reason. Because he wanted to be quick, but that's not quick. That's not good if you're doing it quick. You got to take your time with it. It's like building a cake. You can't just cake quick, and then you got a little cupcake. Well, everybody going to eat a piece of that? Nobody wants none of that. And then what you put into that? See, your heart, your soul is supposed to be into that food. So how do you have soul food in the first place? See, this is why everybody can't make your potato salad the same way you make it. So when Batman became who he was, he had to say, you know what? Between this black and the white, I got to be this blue. Because y'all ain't seeing me. Y'all must not be seeing me. So I'm going to go ahead and be the good guy, the rich man, and got all the stuff. But now let me get down here with a low energy at and fix that too, because ain't enough. Then I'm sitting up here with y'all high and mighty, snotty, snooty people. That's not what you do when you're in luxury. That's laziness. A lot of us got lazy as we became gods. This is why the gods fell. Gods don't be gods by standing there, I'm doing some godly stuff. Here, watch me pose. That's not godly. That's ungodly. That's why you said no image before thee, because you're thinking you're all these one image. Yet they're all the same images. You do the same poses and don't even realize it. You look at him and be like, wait a minute. That's the same. Look at that ghetto pose that woman doing. Wait a minute, is she insecure about what she's standing about? Wait a minute, is she standing straight and erect? Nah, she ain't doing a patah moment. See, if you look back in the origin of how they were standing erect like a building, you know that that's the 90% that was in their body. That's what you was posing as, that energy. See, we probably ain't go that far enough. That's why we're probably saying, man, I don't feel strong enough. Because you ain't go but half the distance of yourself. Look at me, I'm still traveling. Half the distance of myself still learning. And it's okay. I don't mind this. I got to learn myself. I got to take time to learn me. even if I was to get in a relationship, even if I was to get out of a relationship, you cannot say that I'm supposed to stay in a relationship if it's not benefiting me. Who are you to judge that? See, this is where that judgment I was talking about earlier. She's called Tarawet. Tarawet is the hippopotamus that takes you to the Dendera, and that's the time when you go into know all your truth. Have you been doing what you're supposed to be doing? Have you sat in front of your altar and doing what you're supposed to be doing? Because you're accountable for you, not all these other people around you, even if you had the baby. Yeah, we have babies. However, you're supposed to be accountable for you. Like, if you had this baby, did you make any altar connections? Don't just be, oh, I had a baby. I ain't got to do no altar stuff because I don't have to the baby in the physical world. Nah. See, maybe you flipped the script and you didn't realize how you flipped the script. You need a mirror. That's why you saw Batman sitting in front of the camera looking at all them cameras. He's looking in the mirror. He's checking out the world again, seeing what I missed. Let me retract. Let me do this. Let me do that. That was his form of shadow work. We might not know how to read our sciences, but now when we become our own decoders, we can see how the science is being reused back in front of us. This is why it would be important to learn how your truth is, because you'll see it in everything. And it ain't going to just be a stop thing. If you put his hand to the size of him, he's doing a star sign. Why is that star sign being used? Maybe he feel like he wanted to be political at the moment. Start seeing your symbols, your sigils. You can see it from the acronyms. You can see it from the numbers. That's why Matrix came down. What colors was it? Was it black? No. What color was it? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Green.
Okay.
Low key. What color is he? He had a suit on. Top of the line suit. He had a whole series going on. He had green. What color is Yoda?
Yoda is like green. A gray looking. Green? Green.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah, it's still green. Pale is green. It's still. What color was
kinda
the Hulk?
Like a green undertone. Like a gray-green undertone light.
And we were just talking. The brother said the lamp, right? How about Green Lantern? All this is dealing with your chlorophyll. All this is dealing with how do you project colors. All this is dealing with if you can eat the colors, you can see the colors. This is why black and white was put in front of us. You got to remember Batman was really black and gray. He was black and gray. He had no colors. Yeah, to put some yellow on him on the insignia so he could at least have some kind of color because he's already pale skin. You know, what we're looking at. And then you know they made that off of what they really wanted to emulate, and that was the Green Hornet. See, we know about the real deal. We know about Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was the one that brought that in, and that's how they made Batman. And it's like, dang, this brother phenomenal. I got to put this into that and switch that whole game up. So now Batman got to have some martial arts, so-called moves. Even though he don't look like he's doing the martial art moves, he's still doing that. It's just he added some street to it. So now you see it mixed up in there. But it all started with Bruce Lee with his moves and his kicks that made it more imperial to have this as a god energy. So when you look at deity energy, we become collectives. So seven chakras, this Gotham going down to Gothic, speaking Gothic is gospel. And so that's like the lowest vibration. Hades came down only to create his own world so that he can help mastermind the world and help run it. And so that's how it became Bruce Wayne. You know what I mean? But Martha Wayne, she's known as the Mars energy. And T-H-R, that sound is Tahuti. So you get Aries and you get Tahuti's energy. And now that's your son? Oh, come on. And then there's this named Boomba. Boomba is the African god that spit out everything, the sun, the stars, the planets. And that became his adversary. This is the same story that you get of Batman. So they took your story and downsized it, but then make themselves out of it so they can have something that kind of sound like your stuff, but it ain't your stuff. And you'd be like, oh, okay, well, y'all good. Y'all can rock with that. Because now you didn't know the sun would represent really Kal-El that they call Superman. So now, why he fighting Superman? Because he's his brother, and he's, like, fighting his brother. So now he's like, I don't want him to be, like, the top notch. I got to prove that he ain't a god. Even in the, what was that? I think that was just like a, they did a, they reenacted it, not even from comic book, but going into the reality almost mode to see us a multiverse that he's showing that he can kill Superman. He's like, you know, guys don't bleed. You know, he's trying to show us that he ain't a god, you know, and this is that way that we know about demigods, you know what I'm saying? Because even for him, he didn't have supernatural powers, yet he was doing supernatural things, and that's from the mind. And we all know the mind starts with meta, M-E-T-A. Now look at the name. You got Thomas, T, and you got his mother, Martha, M. So that's still meta. That's still meta. They just might want to play around with it so you won't see it, acronym it so you don't see it, number it so you don't see it, but all of them still be matching up no matter how you look. You might see what date they put out for the day that they put Batman out. You have to start looking at these things because it's no longer the glyphs that we put in the tombs. That's what a lot of us being ignorant right now to this day. It's no longer the tombs having the glyph information. That information that was up there was the decoder to see what's going on right now. And because we didn't look at that, that's the reason why we can't figure out what's going on right now. And now, while we're looking at these things that's going on right now, we don't know what the heck going on. What's getting ready to happen next? Well, you didn't look at the story in the past, so you don't know what's going to happen next. And so you're not really in tune with time traveling, like we call it. Because remember, we just did this. It was 12:21 just a second ago for me, right? And then I'm texting you about it's 12:21, but you're saying it's 11:21. So now looking at the numbers, 11 is the double-digit number. 2-1, that's the 3. So now we got the 23, the chromosome. We got the 5. We got the Leo. We got the 5th house. You in the 5th house. I'm in the 6th house. How that work? You know what I'm saying? So now we can see that it's a different realm that we in, just as much as I said the time zone we in. So now that does give an open thought to how more we can think into what we usually always thinking about all the time, you know, like, oh, it's raining. Oh, the sun went down. Oh, you know, instead of that, adding more to what you already know. Because really, you have 64.4 billion years in your head. You just haven't opened it up yet. So now that means you got to do some things you ain't even thought about. So you got to start, you know what I mean, like maybe probe up a little bit. On each day, is it 10 degrees change each day? Or I don't know. I'm just going through yesterday was like today. You know what I mean? And so now you see how time traveling really is. We're really in the time warping energy, holographically speaking to each other, yet to better ourselves before the next day is up. I mean, before this day is up and the next day starts. You know what I'm saying? And then certain things we're going to forget automatically. So now it's like, damn, I got amnesia. What did I remember? Damn, I got to remember something. Damn, I didn't write it down. I told myself I should have wrote it down, but I ain't find a pen. And then I got distracted. Now I picked up the phone, and then, dang, that's why I ain't write it down. So now you got to wait till the next rotator come back again with somebody speak it up. And so these are the so-called deja vus. But what we got, like Batman got, is that insignia. They throw it out in the sky. So now the symbols, the sigils, will be how it's the reminder. Because the Batman signal, that's my eye. That's my eye signal. They're just giving you the story back over again. So now that if I put it in cartoon form, you'll know what it is.
Shut up. Right in our face, you tunnel. Maya, you so right. I'm just now noticing.
And so we have to see our truth for everything it is, not for what it isn't. See, they want you to not look at these things so that they can say it's your fault. They're waiting for you to get you still to blame them the whole time. We ain't got to blame them no more. Whatever you give me, I can look at it, go right through it, dissect it, break it back down, and see everything that it is that you didn't want me to know about while I'm still watching it, seeing what you want me to know about. That's how we are more able to see around angles. Your perception changes when you like laying on the floor as that baby. But when you sit up, you start saying the pyramid look different from here. And then when you start saying, what would happen if I flew over it? And they were like, no, you can't. Yes, you can. That's what they call the Bah body. The Bah body, right? And that comes from what we know it as Asar. The Asar is the head. So when you get back into your head, you're in the head form, like how they have on the dollar bill. They got the eyes separated. That's the Cyclops. That's that one vision. But really, it's no vision. There is no vision. No vision. None of it's vision, bro. We on a plane of abyss. Anything can happen. So all we're doing is keep constantly projecting things for it to happen on this no vision thought. Wanda became the vision. So we, oh, I want this, but then you need this. And you say, oh, dang, I want that, but I need this. And you need, oh, dang, I didn't think of what I was going to need. Now you're wanting and your needs not meeting up. And now your expectation, your perception, deception, conception, you know, all of them in the inception becomes the interception and the interception. That's why I had to explain that way earlier in order for this to match up to what's going on. The nine waves. We're in the nine waves of ourselves, not seven. When the Moors came in to tell you about 7-11, they were telling you seven with these two poles. Now, these two poles could be like north to south or east to west. Yet the seven represents that Yaku's ladder, going back each step, going back the steps. Got to get into the steps. Learn your steps. Seven steps. Now as you're at the seven steps, what is your duel? What are you fighting? Who are you fighting? You fighting yourself? Okay, then what about if you stop fighting yourself? Why is the blue bull going against the red bull? You know what I mean? What? Maybe don't fight the bull. See what's going on. Maybe see a bull versus just seeing bull as S or bulls. See, the bulls become balls, and that's why the bag is the same thing. They made us bay down versus know your obey, your L bay. See, your obey is what they starting to say about old people. But they're elders, not olders. That's why the elk became a lodge. It's a deer and the bear. The bear is the bear of truth, but the bear also represents a deer. Wrote it down as a word. Made it now a different way in spelling how you say it, what you say it, like a knight. Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T, not just N-I-G-H-T. So when we write these words, and I nod at it, N-I-G-H. But then you ride in a horseless wagon. See, the Ford had a plant. But what happened after the plant? Nothing else. Nothing else. Everything dissected. So this is why you see Decepticon in thought. We've been Decepticon in our thoughts to see is it we are doing December or decimals of ourselves. See, the 10 is still the kid. So how many times you've been saying goat stuff and not knowing the goat herder? You know what I mean? You could be a goat sheep herder versus just the goat, or negate your goat energy. Goat represents pan. And all this with the pan, the pants, and the pan being different, pandemic, pandorama, the Pandora, all that's connected. That's the Pandora's box. Pandorama's box. It's still the point of where you're into a cubic thought. You have to come out of the square, the triangle, and the circle. They all fit in 360. You got to add a little one to it. See the outside of these things, not just the Trinity, not just what we were saying about you have to have three fires. You got three fires. You got three earths, three air, three rain, you know, and then you see it as the what we were saying, multiversity. There's when you go to 13th levels of school, that's the university.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You got to hit your university. You're in a universal way of learning things. So people that's from a different nationality are going to walk up to you. You might call them black or white, and then you're going to find out it ain't that. See, this is why the horse knight, like in X-Men and Last Stand, he was like, I got to be free. He was trying to get away from his dad, and he was like, come on, let me cut your wings. Let me cut your wings. I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, I ain't getting my wings cut. He was like, uh-uh, I'm out. He jumped out the window as brought his wings out and jumped out the window. And now, lo and behold, as they call it, lo and behold, they showing checkered floor that he comes out of. As he busts out the window, he's flying down, and he's going near the ground, and you see it like chess. That's the night. They'll give you symbols like that right into a movie, and you wouldn't even see it happen until you go back and say, oh, wait a minute, let me see that. Oh, shoot. They threw it right in there. And they'll throw numbers at you, 7, 9. They might give you some balance, telling you my eye. So when that, like the Moors, when they came up with 7, they were telling you, here comes the balance from the bottom up. Libra, L-I, right? B-R-A, L-I, is L is a 7 upside down. B, right, is just like a lamp. It's a P. You know that they're changing things in front of us, so we see it in a mirror effect. So now, if you know it's a day in the first place, look at it as yourself. You could be now saying that you're speaking for this to you, so you can reverse this and see what's wrong, so you can see what's not just wrong. It's just on the left side. Language is built off of symbols and sigils, and the better you see it, the better you can now see the informity side of it that we didn't know that we conform to. Blindsided energy. So constantly we are given contracts or contractions of birth, like as what Batman had to go through. He had to realize he was in a world of hate and anger and energy. Then he realized, I got to meditate on this because Catwoman's showing me, if you want to go on this dark side, I'm going to show you the furthest of the dark side. So that's where Catwoman, boss, Sekhmet energy, is showing you Sekhem, like seek him, Sekhem, or secure, like you're seeking the security. And so he had to say, whoa, 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 you're going a little bit harder in the paint because I ain't on the other side. I ain't like, I'm right there like where I could be, I ain't. And then she's like, look, well, shoot, this person killed my people. I'm on vengeance in another way. I thought you said you were about vengeance. He's like, And so now it's about really my eye, balance. He didn't really explain that part. So that's something you had to watch throughout the movie to catch those type of things. They're not going to show you that part. Now, that's where the decision is still in you, whether you're going to be a bad guy or a good guy. And you say, man, I like the bad guy, and they killed him. So now you're going to favor the bad guy. Or I like the good guy, and they killed him. Now I favor the, I like the bad guy, and he got killed. You know, you can favor the bad guy. That's what I was saying. And the good guy, if you know, he got saved by the bad guy, you can still have that same, you know, scenario, because he might not be wanting to kill the man. He just wanted to prove his point. So now you got to see what really is in the truth of the intent. We are all intentional people at the end of the day. So if I'm speaking to you and I ain't got manners, that's my intent. Even though I might not say it, I have to relay that to myself. That's my intent. Now, it's not for you to tell me that, or it is for you to let me know so I can figure it out, because I'm going to hear it again if you're telling me. So now I might not go by what you're saying. I'll be like, man, I don't know. Man, forget you. I know how I am. And then I go around somebody else and be like, yo, man, you harsh. You're like, man, that's the second person said it to me in the same day, but it's the same message. This is how you know that, like Batman, he has this signia that my aunt is letting him know he has to keep himself in balance, keep himself balanced, not go over that level and kill this man because he killed somebody. And I'm going to be the judge maker. Now, what you realize, if you watch Batman, you realize he's not doing that extra part. He's just locking them up and saying, yo, boys in blue. Boys in blue represents like Pan, you know. Boys in blue, like they got the siren. And they come on over. They got to pick up, you know, the criminals. So they're looking at it in a different aspect. However, the blue bull, just like the blue cow with words, a bull with words, he has the administration part, the terrorizing aspect as a bull, taking these people, taking them to the blue, and then here is as a dog would do at a moon, howl at the moon. This is that same kind of like a connection. You will find out that the hawk is the representation of a bird in the day, and then, of course, in the night will be an owl or a bat. And so this is that same aspect to put them in a Greek way of flowing into what we usually go by too, so that we're all universally, we got something involved in it. We just don't know how much the involved side is. So when our children are watching, and let's say Batman start, let's say, biting people, you're going to be like, well, Batman, I grew up off of Batman. And then somebody going to say, well, Batman biting people. And you'd be like, not the Batman I know. That's why you got to prove it. It's going to be right in front of us now that if you don't realize the truth is bending in front of you, then this is why you're ignorant towards what's happening. And this is why the things that's happening for you, not in your interest. You're allowing, like, the sugar intake. You're allowing a lot of the sugar that we eat take over you. You're allowing to drink beer too much take over your stomach. You're allowing your vision to go bad if, you know what I mean, you don't clean your stomach out. And not throwing a fear on you, just this is what is going to end up happening through what we call deteriorating time. And so the time that we're allowing in this so-called insemination of thought, like Batman, he was showing that there's levels to who you have to be. Like, he's really a Buddha in there. Not saying that he has to do the fighting like he's doing, because, of course, but then there's, you know, Buddhas do fight. So, you know, you have to, it might not be words that can be expressed out of, we're going to, look, just put that down. We ain't going, oh, you don't want to listen? Okay, so we're going to do the next level. So, like Batman, like Bruce Lee, he said, I'm not going to kill you, but I sure enough will maim you down that you ain't going to want to be fighting no more for a second. Just get yourself back in order and learn that you ain't got to die. You're going to learn this lesson, though. And you're going to be picking on nobody like a bully would do. So this is still like, I was seeing how, like, even for Mars energy, the Moon Knight came out not even like a half of a decade before after Batman. And it's the same aspect. You're talking about Moon Knight being a knight and the moon, and it could be blue, but instead he's using white. Is using more like the silver lining. And so all of these supernatural beings like ourselves, we have a supernatural way of connecting to our meditation. That's really what it's boiling down to. And we all can sit in front of our Gohansen, whether it's night or whether it's in the daytime. We can still channel that. And that's what the walls of the Holy of Holies and a lot of the temples were showing, the masculine and the feminine of night and day, how they might think it's food, but it's not food. It was food for thought. We call it ma'at. And so know thyself by the understanding of the universal way of thinking and how the God form was thinking, not, oh, God got to eat. You think God got to eat for real? Bro, you think God got to eat for real?
He bless our food. I'm being funny. No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying, it's like, God eat, God sleep. This is what a brother said, Surah said it. He was like, God got to kill people. God got to have people stay alive. God is a merciful God. I'm like, God is everything. So why does God got to eat then? God don't got to eat. Now, I can see us giving honorship. And this is what we kind of lose focus on. We had an honorship, and then it went to some word called worship. And then another word called offering and sacrifice and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And so it got domesticated on how we live off of our words. And even when you walk around right now, because you say some people are Christian and some people are Islam, well, some of us are tunnel vision. How about that? Some of us are tunnel vision because of the religion. And then they don't want to speak to the other ones because they're looking at, I don't talk to them people, and I don't talk to those people, and I don't talk to these people, and I don't talk to those people. And now a lot of people ain't talking to nobody. And so you go, let's say you go up to New York. You go to New York, and you go down to Florida. I'm going to just go all the way up and go all the way down. All right? You'll know the difference of how people talk to you and people don't talk to you. And you're like, wait a minute. Down south is a little different from up north. You know what I mean? And then if I do it on the West Coast, same thing, going up to Washington and down there to Dallas. You'd be like, wait a minute. Yo, these people don't talk. These people talk over here. You're going to know the difference. Oh, you're going to know the difference. And so there's this communication you have in yourself. No one's telling you that part. That was your own communicator in yourself. That's your higher, your ab. Because that's what that is. You're dealing with the abstract, like you took the rib out, the ribosome. All this is coming from that thought. Like, how do we think? How we talk to, and how we interactions with people. See, you can have your first fear. That's in your head. But like Batman, he had to face the bats. He had to face the body. So now he's going into his bod, the ab. He's going in the Ba backwards, but the Ab. The Ba represents bird form. So whenever you're at your highest peak of yourself, yeah, you high and mighty, yet you got to get into your mid form too, where you're in your soul connection. How do you connect to people where you'd be like, yo, I'll give you my last dollar, or I ain't giving you my last dollar. So it's like, how you connect to your soul level to where if you give out this dollar, $1,000 might come out of that. You know, not looking for it, though. I'm just saying. You know, so that's that point. Or then if you give your last dollar and you're like, dang, I wanted that dollar. Now I ain't got nothing to eat with. So this extremity to the lowest of what they call it, the Sahu body. The Sahu body is from your hips on down to your feet. So anybody, let's say Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, all of them got to deal with the Sahu issues. And so anybody in a Sar body who they feel like they're high and mighty is the Aries, the Taurus, the Gemini, the Cancer. And not saying nothing wrong with that. It's just we got to learn them. Because why is it down there? Why is it up there? This up there is the Highland, the Highlander, and down there is the Southlanders. So being able to learn them galactic body parts first, right? Because you can't say, oh, I hate Geminis, when that's your hands, that's your shoulders, that's your neurological way of thinking. So if you say you're saying you hate that, that's exactly one body part that's hurting you. And now anybody who walks around hear you say that, you're like Aquaman from the ankles up to Gemini screwing everything up as the body parts. Because you stopped at a certain point. Where the I know starts at, that's in the Aquarius ankles, the I know where. So when you say I know something, it's not just your nose of Taurus because you smelt it. It's from your ankles and how you feel it in your ankles and the speed of what you're using in the Mercury energy. And that same Mercury energy is what your Gemini energy. That's how the 23 as a chromosome makes sense when you see these numbers and see how it matches up in a different way, like a master number. Like you don't put master numbers together, yet you know it as a together number, it could be a master number. See, when we wrote with a scratch to make one and two. See, when we write now, we write one as a symbol one, and now it's symbol two. So it don't look like you went from one to two if it was separated. And I looked at it one on one paper, one on the next paper. If I did it in chronological order, I put one line or one dot, and then I put on the other paper two dots, that actually looks like one to two. See, when we change that up, that's how our frequencies got changed up. And see, a lot of us don't know that. So we're not even thinking about zero before we get to one. What was that? How did that become a number? This is why the computer has this math better than us. When we should know math. Whenever you touched it, Mama said, count it. Right? Did she? Or she didn't? Okay.
She did.
So whenever she touched it, that was like it was tangibility. It let you know that that's a one. And because you're counting it, you're the zero. Yet they also call the same zero the hero. That's why a lot of the things we'll be using, the zero, Captain Zero, the mask, zero, Zorro. That's still the zoo. That's still the seven. Two sevens put together. That's still a symbol, not just lines and not just dots. So when we see not only the letter, they're actually art forms in the lettering. And it's easier to help yourself decode it right now while you got the time. So by the time your child starts to grow up and start developing better than you, you ain't going to be mad at them. Because they advance better than you. It ain't their fault. You just stopped at a certain point. You went to work. You start doing work stuff. I saw my dad looking at me like he was jealous of me because I was drawing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I didn't realize why he was jealous of me. And I'm like, where's this jealousy coming from? Oh, because he used to draw. He stopped drawing. That ain't my fault. So what's going on is the Joker, the Batman, they get mad at your talent. Right? And then they want to shame you for your talent. That's why he had to become a dark knight. He had to, I got to power down, I got to dim down my energy. I think, I can't even still be noble at what I do because I'm rich. Don't mean I ain't out here helping the people. I ain't just a rich person. I'm rich in my mind. This is why I'm rich in my heart. And because that ain't being shown, all right, fine. I'm going to go to the Gothic City and show you how it's done then. Since you got Superman over here in Metropolis, I'm going to go over here in Gothic and show you how it's really done. Yeah, Superman, you got all the high and mighty stuff over here now. You on the up north stuff. I'm on the down south DC type level. So that's why you can see the district of our Cuba or Cuba, Calaba or Kalima or Khalifa or Kalima energy is all in that. We're the fire. And being a fire, you cinder, like Cinderella. That's meaning to burn a dark face. This is why it had to be a dark night. He couldn't be a bright night. It don't make any sense. So he had to be a dark night. And he had to have points on him like a dog's head. So the pointers are like a bat to work in both aspects. And then you got to look at it. Isn't Batman the Joker? Think about it. Isn't his costume originally looking like what the Joker looked like when he first came on appearance? Only thing he's missing is like the little bells that hang. So they took the old generation, made it a new generation, flipped it so that we wouldn't see it. So splitting the two, making a Dionysus or a Gemini energy, make him fight against the Joker. And then the Riddler be the one that's doing the thinking. But you ever notice who be learning that stuff better than Bruce Wayne? You know what I'm saying? As soon as they come up with a riddle, he right on it. You be like, dang, how you figure that thing out? Damn it, brother, quick. But this is takes one to know one. You know what I'm saying? So that would be an illustration of what type of color zone would be like in the aspect of if it was a fire, it would have to be the Sagittarius fire, the energy of the cat and the dog. He loves Catwoman. You know what I mean? There was a lot in there that depicts stages are we into, Ampu, the underworld. You know what I mean? Is it connected to that as well? The 21 bridges, is it New York that they talking about? Because if you look at Robin, he next in line. And they call it the Gothic City when you do Robin. So it's a whole slew of things going on. Especially Robin being a part of the Titans. So that's telling you another thing, like they're going into the next era. They're telling us the next era before it even got there. Now, what they put in front of us is up to us to figure it out. It's like an easier way to decode this stuff. And you really be good at it if you know how to decode. But if you're not, it's just because you just choose not to do it. I get it. I just say this. Don't get mad when your sisters and your daughters, sisters and your brothers start to learn it better than you, because it was your opportunity just as much to learn it while you got this time to learn it. And that's what really was the truth about learning through my eye. You have to take the time to learn yourself to learn what others are learning right now. And because of, let's say right now, if you meditated long enough, you can actually. Say again.
I'm so lost in this show, Eternal, but yeah, we literally got 5 minutes. Thank you, everybody. This is probably going to, I don't know if it should be a part two. If it should be a part two, the energy space will say it's going to be a part two. But sometimes this is all that we need just for this show. So thank you,
true,
guys. I learned a lot. I lost track of time. So all right, Eternal, 5 minutes. Go ahead and take us home.
All right, so if you really look at Batman, he was really getting into his meditative state, just like if you look at the Hulk. The Hulk actually went to South America and learned his meditative state. What I showed us just in our messenger is the fact that you can actually have a Rama. Rama is R-A-M-A. Look it up. It's the actual comic book of the – it's not really Hindu. It's Hindu or Indus. Indus Valley, we learn more deeper meditational methods. And being that it was a blue god, it was like a blue deity or so black that we were blue. And so the ether, it connects to Iwas. The Iwas is the actual F-E, the masculine energy. That's why I said man knows thyself versus woman. Man came through woman. However, just thinking it's so black that it's blue, just like as it could be green, like the Hulk. So looking at what chlorophyll does to the body helps us advance the things that we are not knowing when it's in the dark time. The dark time, like dark night, represented your growth state. When you're up, you know, when the sun is up, it gives you your life state. So you see what your life is doing as a benefit from the growth that you basically, as they say, pass away and then come back into the universe. So the underworld was the significant key to how you learning who you are so that you won't say that, oh, I'm afraid of the death. The death is nothing but a depth with a PTH sound. So when you look at the depth, this is where that fire, your fire rings you into who you are. Just like when you use it, it can now give you a benefit of what the sun is. Now, the reason why I brought all these things up is because I have a son and a daughter, and this shows that I'm in my completion state. So as that, we start to learn what is it in the sixth chakra, because from 42 going into 49, seven are the foldings of what we do to learn ourselves, and the black and the white. Why is it that they call it black and the white? Because westernized is thought, right, from what the Rama wasn't being illustrated, yet it came through as a bull. So now you see the eastern on the western thought. And now it can explain to you why is it in everything? Because everything is as the arteries, as the veins. So learning yourself as body parts, the anatomy can help you ramify and ramificate yourself to the Trinity, the actual Gemini ability. You're a gem in I as the Cyclops of X-Men. That's why the X in men is the 10 and the 10 man from the straw man that we know of ourselves. Give thanks. We'll talk soon. Ashe. Ooh, respect.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time, but in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies, and find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers, yeah. Sometimes my day's insane, I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain, I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow, we cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane, I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain, I'm trying to make a change. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change.